This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised.
This right here for the number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one. Now everybody saying that they're number one.
Ring the alarm, the caterpillar keeps firing. Oh, we in the war, where butterflies keep dying. Ah.
I'm a product of Parker, Lewis, and Kubiak. If I didn't do this, where in the fuck would you be at? See, there's a difference between us. When I spit hit arenas, you would drip from my penis. I eat lions and sip hyenas. You number one when it come to slaughtered mics. I'm trying to be number one in my son and daughter life. All you niggas, my little rapper babies. Y'all my children, y'all bit my shit and contracted rabies. Don't you grade me next to these rappers, baby, that's degrading. My style got so many different facets, I'm switching to so many different passions. I'm skipping class to be fascinating. My pen is like Big Ben, this shit just a classic waiting. Your favorite rapper come at me, I'm just decapitating. Out here congratulating these has-beens who had they highs. These rappers only won they matches because they strategize. I bring Attica to these patterns and here's my battle cry.
Ring the alarm, the caterpillar's firing. We in a war where butterflies keep dying. Ah.
Hey. This right here for the number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one. Now everybody saying that the number one kid, think your number one quit. Number one song, get your number one chick. Number one fly with your number one kid. When it's all done, then your number gon' switch.
Hold up, wait a minute, guess what I'ma never do? Show so much respect to you that I feel like we're friends, so now we're no longer competitors. That could be the death of you. Never let someone who's not as smart as you gas you up and tell you something you never knew. Always stay professional, you always gon' make revenue. Don't let people next to you that don't want the best for you. It's completely normal to hold on to a regret or two. I do what I wanna do, they do what I let them do.
Everything these niggas be saying is a fucking lie. It's nothing I can say to you that is good. Remember when you praising the butterfly. Don't you ever disrespect the fucking caterpillar.
This right here for the number one. Number one shit with your number one. You ain't number one, just another one. The number one kid, think your number one quit. Number one song, get your number one chick. Number one fly with your number one kid. When it's all done, then your number gon' switch.
You're looking at a tiller, the psychopath, the killer, the caterpillar. Don't tell me when I'm supposed to rap until, especially when your favorite rapper ain't even half as ill. A savage still attracts a banana peel, attack at a silverback gorilla. You're having a little trouble fathoming this is actually happening. Like Anderson Silva back when he snapped a shin in half and then had this shit hanging by a flap of skin after he tried to plant the shit back on the mat again. Had to pin on baddie like eyelids when they're blinking a lot. You copy me, but you're not. You can't be butterflies. My offsprings are this moss. I see that thing, I'ma squash it and rip the wings of it off. So ring the alarm, pull the extinguishers off the wall, set the sprinklers off. Like Jada Pinkett and Queen Latifah to the shingles. Come off the roof, wheel shout at the ceiling. Slaughterhouse in the building, middle fingers aloft. Say what I think when I rhyme in ink pen. I talk in a language I speak, it's my mind. Kingpin and penguin combined, spit like it's king of the dot. A singular thought, I think I will help you distinguish apart the frog from the cream of the crop.
Wait a minute, hold up
like a flashcard, damn dog. Zach copying or paying homage? Sad because dad taught you to rap as a damn toddler. Yeah. My dad is your grandfather. Yeah. I have to rehatch on you. Yeah. Come back as a black wasp. Yeah. Half yellow jacket you can't swatter. Sasquatch dancing on top of an ant. Trample it and stomp it. Smash it and stand on it. Damn it, I can't stop it. The rap is a badge and I'm going in like a tampon in this bitch. It's a manslaughter. Stamping out grasshoppers. You can't be no rap gods. In fact, you're exact opposites. You make a wax song and can't hold a candle. But even Danielson wax off. You jack offs. Need to come to grips like a hand job. The boom bap is coming back with an axe to mumble rap, lumberjack with a hacksaw. Number one, but my pencils are number twos, cause that's all I do's when I'm poop is my pseudonym. On the john like a prostitute when I'm dropping a deuce. And when I'm producing them lyrical power movements, these beats are like my saloon, cause these bars always got my stools in them. And I don't need Metamucil to loosen them. Bitch, it is real like I poop Jerusalem. I'm about to go spin another cocoon, and I'm cutting you from your mother's womb, and I'm flushing you.
All right. Welcome to the Michael Payne Show. Please do not touch your listening device. It's Joey Page because Michael is on his way. And it's like, you know when they say, is there a doctor on the plane? Mm-hmm. This is the only time that could ever happen and it would work with me. Because, is there a DJ in the house?
Yeah.
And also, a co-host today, a very special co-host, Shiesty. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, Natalie's here as well. Natalie's here as well. They said we'd never work together again, and we have. That was Caterpillar by Royce the 5'9", who was on the show last week. And if you missed it, listen back to it. I'm going to, because I really used to like Royce the 5'9" when I used to be heavily into it. Yeah, I still do, but I'm just saying. I used to dress up in like a G-Unit t-shirt and dog tags when I was a kid.
I was heavily into
I've burnt them. And I once dyed my hair like Eminem when I was younger. So,
Stan.
Huh?
Like Stan.
Blonde. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't abduct anyone, but very similar. So, Shiesty, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm enjoying the hot weather. Just in studio, working hard and enjoying myself here today with you guys.
Good. Yeah. And when Michael gets here and takes over from me, I'm sure he's going to delve into exactly what you've been up to. But a couple of things I want to say. First of all, number one, that track Caterpillar, don't mess with a caterpillar. He's absolutely right, don't mess with a caterpillar.
Why?
Because they can be poisonous, and they are technically pests. Like, they will take over a tree and devour it.
Oh my
certain
God.
Types.
So it's like gardening tips from Eminem and Royce.
Yeah, but because if you touch one, and then you like, I don't know why you then quickly put your hand in your mouth, but it could poison you. Certain types. I don't know which ones.
Well, I always used to like let them crawl on me when I was a kid.
No,
you're probably fine. I mean, you
when
are. Cause you're still
not now, though. But now.
When's the last time you saw a caterpillar?
Like good
when
point.
I was a kid.
No, so seriously. Retro.
Yeah.
Like Eminem.
Exactly.
So retro.
No, that's what we were just saying, actually, off air about Eminem, is what an incredibly talented man, but he's not going to win Progressive Male of the Year, is he?
Because one of the lines that he says in there, you know, and I love him. I do love
him. I do, but...
The rap is a vag, and I'm going in like a tampon in this bitch.
I feel like,
which is nice.
I feel like he's the sort of equivalent of somebody that's completed Grand Theft Auto in the first weekend of it, and now just going around crashing into stuff. Like, he completed hip hop so quickly that he became very bored and sort of.
It's effortless with him.
I also like the line, "Bitch, shit is real. Like I pooped Jerusalem," because I don't really know what that means.
What does that mean?
No, I don't know.
I pooped Jerusalem. That's a big poop, because Jerusalem's
huge,
massive, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
He must have been constipated for a bit.
So, coming up on that note, this is why me and Natalie are not allowed to work together anymore. Coming up on the show today, we've got the Beatbox Collective and Jay Gray, who... Thank you so much, Shiesty, for pointing out when I went, what's this? Jerry with a G instead of an E in the middle.
Jerry.
How are you saying Jerry?
That is
not even. There's no Jerry.
I'm dyslexic, but it's like a big E, isn't it? It's like a big E made of a G.
Yeah.
How that's written down.
Jerry.
J. Okay.
So Jerry with a G.
Big
which
J.
Local.
Big G. R R E Y.
Yeah.
J Gray.
Jerry.
Or Jerry with a G.
Jerry. So they're both coming on the show today.
The Beatbox Collective are coming in, I believe, doing some beatboxing, or else that would be poor for them not to come in and not to do it. Like,
can you beatbox, Shiesty?
I wish I could, man. I can't. I am terrible.
Are you?
I don't even want to try it. Yeah.
You, Joey?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely woeful. But
have you tried?
I can give it a go.
Go.
I'm not here for anything other than to be made a fool of it, I reckon, for the next 7 minutes. I don't. Right. So how would I even? Someone give me some tips. Someone talk me through this.
Shiesty, you're the.
I don't know how to be. I don't know.
Poor Shiesty sitting on the other side of the desk going, this is not what I signed up for today. All right. I reckon I need about three noises, don't I?
Yeah. Hold on, wait, one second.
Okay, Shiesty's got this.
What is that?
I don't know.
Was that beatboxing?
I've got no, that was like the beginning.
Right.
Oh, scene.
It's a lot of
sound like a robot,
isn't it?
Like interference. Yeah.
Justin's here. There we go.
He's left the room. He heard you beatboxing. He left the room.
We have got the same shirt on today, so that's good to know.
Okay,
so it's good. I don't know anything about beatboxing.
Okay.
But
we'll learn.
You can get some tips today when they come.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll stand out there and make some notes so you can get back in at the end.
That's good. Okay, should we get into a track? And
yes, okay.
Thank you very much for Joey for your cameo appearance on the show. Let's do it again next week.
So, what are we playing first?
We're going to play Deneo featuring Lioness with Break Bread.
Break Bread.
We got Lioness.
Ha! with my niggas. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga.
I break bread with my bitches. I break bread with my bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches.
I need champagne and a couple of women. My campaign, spend my winnings. See my niggas, yeah, we some winners. See my niggas, yeah, we some winners.
I got a tight dress and my highlights popping. We got no interest, but your man might drop in. All my girls up, ain't no stopping. I said all my girls up, ain't no stopping.
I break bread with my niggas. I break bread with my niggas. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga.
I break bread with my bitches. I break bread with my bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches.
I got Gucci on with white Margiela's. They're bookie there, we don't like them fellas. They talk a lot, man, there's some tellers. I said they talk a lot, man, there's some tellers.
They're too bad, man, we don't rate them galley. Talking crabbers, they moving pally. Keep acting up, get left in alleys. Keep acting up, you get left in alleys.
I break bread with my niggas. I break bread with my niggas. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga.
I break bread with my bitches. I break bread with my bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches. My gal and my grafters, work now, play afters. They've been trying to suss us, another one apart us, don't start us. We're all about money moves, best startups, but we don't like funny moves. F your ass up, sit back, collar juice, F the dance up. Know what it is when you cross us, know what it is when you're vocal. That's a no-no. See your boys over there looking slow-mo. They don't even keep that, they don't care on a low-low. The type of guys to jump ship like it's pogo. Spit bars to the po-po. Your own friends don't want you to win, so they move the goalposts, that's your bro.
I break bread with my niggas. I break bread with my niggas. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga. We share bread, we ain't stingy, nigga.
I break bread with my bitches. I break bread with my bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches. We share bread, we ain't stingy, bitches.
That's Break Bread by Shiesty and Doneo. Shiesty joins me. Sorry, what have I said wrong?
That's Lioness and Doneo.
Oh, my days. Sorry. Yeah. Do you know, I was looking at you when I said it. That's Break Bread by Lioness and Doneo. I'm so sorry. I am joined in the studio with my special guest co-host, another amazing MC,
thank you.
To be fair, Shiesty. And that's where the... confusion.
Yes, I know. I saw you looking at me. I was just like, no.
Don't say it. I'm mad flustered, man. Like I'm a little bit late because I left. I was in sort of the Piccadilly Circus area, left with enough time to spare, and some fucking dickhead took literally 15 minutes at the Oyster card machine.
No way.
And then some other dickhead was taking 15 ages. Minutes at another one as well. The only ones that actually give change as well. Hence my lateness. I apologise to all our listeners, but cheers to Joey Page for holding it down for like, 10 minutes. And obviously cheers to Shiesty
for
I learned about Caterpillar.
Yeah,
you know,
we did. When's the last time?
It was educational.
Because we played Caterpillar, Royce and Eminem.
Yeah.
And we decided, I can't remember, none of us can remember the last time we saw a caterpillar.
That's a good one. I haven't. The last time I saw a caterpillar was on telly.
Wow.
In an old episode of The Sopranos. Well, all episodes of The Sopranos are old.
Yeah.
But there was a caterpillar. Tony Soprano was having a dream, and there was a caterpillar walking across the back of a guy's head as the guy was driving him somewhere.
Well, it can harm you, we found out from Jerry as well. They're poisonous.
What?
Yeah.
There's poisonous caterpillars.
Yeah. Which is why in the lyric is like, watch out for the don't mess with a caterpillar. And Jerry's saying that's because they can harm you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad, isn't it? They, as far as kind of all organisms go in the sort of world, really, they're the ones that kind of, they get a bit of carte blanche, innit? They get they get sort of exonerated of all their. If you're a poisonous caterpillar and then you become a butterfly, no one remembers when you were a fuckery little caterpillar.
That's true.
You can literally do what you want after that. Everyone's like, oh my god, look at that beautiful butterfly, not remembering its brutal past.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank Royce, because until that song, I hadn't thought about caterpillars for years.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah. Big literally. Thanks to Royce for bringing them back.
Who was
to
on
our,
last week on
collective
the show.
Consciousness.
Big guest for us last week, wasn't
yeah.
it?
We no, yeah, absolutely. Right, no. You should have been there.
I know, I heard.
Yeah, it was amazing. But you are now my eighth special guest co-host. I hope I haven't got that wrong.
That
just like
right
I
numbers,
got,
yeah.
got the title of the song wrong when I first got here. Let yes. go. Let's go through it.
Oh
let's
God.
Go through
well,
it.
Louis III definitely yep. was the first.
Yeah.
Six figure.
Yep.
This is good memory.
Laughter.
Laughter. Yep. Yep.
This is I'm going out of order.
Marcel Somerville was before laughter.
Right.
So we've got those
then
two.
Then laughter. Yep. Franco Frase.
Yes.
The manner.
Yep.
And I think that's what we're up to, aren't
okay,
we?
Okay, you're actually our seventh.
I think, unless I've
lucky number seven.
Seven. Lucky number seven.
Yeah.
Is that actually your lucky number as well?
Well, it is today.
It is today.
Yep. It is today. Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're looking very fetching and very, very appropriately dressed for the summer.
I am, man.
Have you had a good... Have you had a good, decent weather season so far? I hesitate to call it summer yet,
yeah,
just in case.
It's still spring, right? So
oh, yeah, it's still spring, isn't it? Yes,
no,
that's another good reason.
I enjoyed it. I went out bank holiday Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. Went out with my friend. We went driving around Box Park.
Nice.
Cafe East as well. Went there for the first time. It was nice.
Uh-huh.
Had to wait ages, though, but it was nice.
That's a sign of good... good things.
Yeah, and also a sign of mad hunger because I'm going to wait for an hour.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I suppose, yeah, you're not thinking about, oh, well, yeah, the chef must be doing well
I'm
when you're
like,
hungry as fuck.
I just need food. That's like, tick, tick,
it's
tick,
true.
Tick.
I've kind of started thinking like that recently. I don't know why. If I'm in a venue and I'm inside, even if I'm outside and there's a big queue, I always think it's good PR.
Yeah.
I don't even get angry anymore. I
it
just
is.
Think I've been around too many PR executives, you can tell, because I'm just like, that's good PR.
And when you go to Cafe East, they leave you outside as well. So it's like, it's the best piece. So everyone's like, what the hell's going
exactly.
on? People are walking past, like, what's
exactly.
going on? You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. They do it in a lot of. I was at a pub the other day called. And bear in mind, this is just a pub, right? It's just a normal pub that sells alcohol on tap and bottles if you so wish, but they have an upstairs, the old Queen's Head, you might know it in Angel, but they leave people outside sometimes at like, and I was outside having a cigarette and the queue was about 60 people long with 45 minutes to go of the night.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, I doubt OK Magazine's gonna come along.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm
can
saying?
We get a story on why there's so many people in this queue? Like 45 minutes left.
Well,
just let them in, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna make
they?
More money at the bar.
Exactly.
Because they're gonna be thirsty as fuck now.
Right.
So they're gonna wanna get in and they're gonna go straight to the bar. Because exactly. they're gonna need to play catch up with all their mates.
But were they outside because it was full capacity inside and they were like, we
definitely,
can't fit you in?
Definitely
or they
not
were
full
just
capacity
like,
they just
inside.
Try and hold you. Yo-yos used to do that as
yeah.
well.
Yo-yo
remember?
Was the king of that.
Oh my gosh. They used to have you outside for time. You go in and it's empty. It's like, what the hell?
Why was that? What was all that for?
Yeah. They used to do that. I used to go every week though.
That's
I stayed in that queue, baby.
Every time, forgive them, innit? They're like caterpillars.
Yeah, I literally went every week.
Honestly.
I loved it, man.
Oh, man, Yo-Yo was the spot.
Yeah, that was the spot.
Yo-Yo
I used to
was
love
the
it
spot. Absolutely. I don't think anything has really taken the gauntlet from Yo-Yo. Mm. As far as a regular London night goes, I can't think of. Because there are nights that are great, you know, you've got Work It, you've got Living Proof, but none of them are as... Because the thing about Yo-Yo also was it on a Wednesday or a Thursday?
A Thursday.
A Thursday, so it was your good kind of just before the weekend.
Yeah. Tim, the new Friday.
It was mad.
Yeah, yeah, but people join queues for places without knowing what it is. They just think, oh, this must look good. Yeah. But people are queuing here, so let me go in there. And it could just be terrible once you get inside. Exactly. But
that's the philosophy. Yeah, that's the philosophy, honestly.
FOMO, man.
Yeah, FOMO. Queues are built on queues. Yeah. PR queues are built on FOMO. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're queuing. They must be waiting for something really, really good.
Yeah, and then you get inside and you're like, I shouldn't have paid that £20 to get in.
Exactly.
Oh, get a refund. Okay.
Can you remember? Can you think of a time when you've just paid on the door and really regretted it?
Yes. Can you not?
I can remember a time when I paid on the door, nearly regretted it, but it actually turned out to be really good.
Well, it depends how much. If it's a fiver, I'll be like, okay, that's fine. Even if I get in, it's not great. But if it's 20 quid or something and you're like, oh,
that's
my
exactly
God.
How much you paid. Yeah.
Hell.
Any time you've done that, Chasty?
I can't think of nothing. I've just...
I suppose you don't have to pay to get into things anyway.
I can't remember.
When's
like,
the last time you paid to get into
I paid to get in. I actually just can't remember.
That's not even a cinema, they just let you in now.
No,
that's
shiesty.
What do you mean?
Come on
what
in.
Do you mean? That's shiesty, you know. Front row seats, man.
Oh,
front row, front and centre. Front and centre.
Oh my gosh. No, I can't remember. I can't remember the last one I paid for.
Mine was a night at Proud Galleries in Camden, and it was my friend's birthday, so obviously I was obligated to go. Mm-hmm. And she said it was going to be karaoke, and I love a spot of karaoke. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. I rushed from this very show to get there. Mm-hmm. When I got there, the girl was just like really flatly, it's £20 on the door. I was like, fuck it. Oh, I'm gonna get signed off this karaoke. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get a record deal of this karaoke if I'm paying £20 to get in. I get inside and I can hear singing. Like I can hear a gig going on. I'm like,
oh my God,
right, what's going on? So I got into the main bit and there was just a covers band on doing 90s R&B songs. Oh. That was good in itself. That was wicked in itself, to be fair, because I'd got there at the time when they were doing the proper hits, and I must have seen about a good, I don't know, between 8 and 10 songs. So I thought it was all right.
It's a gig.
But I thought to myself, if it weren't my mate's birthday, there would have been space to be a little bit vexed, actually, because she definitely said karaoke. She 100% said that. So that was the only time, but yeah, I didn't really, really regret it, honestly. Mm. But we've got a packed show today, haven't we? Shiesty, my guest co-host, obviously Natalie, aka Sarah DeBunda. We'll explain that for the 7th time in a row later, why we call Natalie Sarah DeBunda. But we've got the Beatbox Collective coming in as a guest at 4:30. And we also have the magnificent Jay Gray coming in
to join
us as well.
As Joey thought, because he couldn't read properly. What did he say? Jerry with a J.
Jerry with a J. Jerry with a J.
Yeah, and we couldn't work out how we got that from that. Yeah. Well, it's clearly not that, but he would just...
And also, most Jerrys have a J.
Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell.
That's
like most Jerrys have a begin with a J.
Yeah, I can't think of any other Jerry.
Actually, there must be a few Jerrys because it's short for Gerald.
Gerald
Butler, of course. Yeah, that begins with a G.
Jerry Butler. No, who calls him that?
His mum, maybe.
Yeah, to his face.
No one calls him dad to his face.
Do you risk that one? So Jerry Butler to his face, not Gerard.
No, he's got a film where he dies and they call him Jerry in it.
No way.
Yeah, I'm sure they call him Jerry in it because I wrote a song called Jerry because of that.
Okay.
Because he was like the perfect man, blah, 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 blah. So
interesting.
Is your perfect man, Jerry Butler?
In the film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
In the film, like he's done some really, really dope things.
Okay. Mm. I've seen the last Gerard Butler film I saw was what's it called? Something Citizen.
Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah.
I really like that film.
He's a bit of a
don
in that.
I didn't like the end bit.
Oh, did you not like the twist?
I thought the end bit, like, you see like how he died in it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit rushed.
Spoiler?
But you should. I always think you should have seen it by now. You should have seen it by now.
Come on, man. That's like about 100 years old.
Honestly, it ain't just come out. Do you know what I mean? If someone gives you a spoiler and the film's more than a year old, you only have yourself to blame.
Seriously, come on.
Shiesty spoilers,
that should be a thing.
Get me on.
Shiesty spoilers.
Throughout the show, anytime you want to just go Shiesty spoiler.
A Shiesty spoiler is coming up.
Honestly, we'll talk about Avengers Infinity War in a minute.
Yes.
Yeah?
A film was ruined for me yesterday by Sean Walsh and Mark Simpson. The one with John Krasinski, is it A Quiet Place?
Right.
Well, I'm not watching that now, but I know what happens in that. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but...
I'm not planning to watch it, but don't spoil it for our listeners.
Spoil it. So that was annoying, but okay.
That's bang out of order.
Yeah.
I spoiled a film on Twitter one time. But
did you?
Oh my gosh, you're the person that everybody tweets about. They're like, why are people tweeting?
I only did it once, to be fair. I only did it once and I learned my lesson. I got so much hate that I thought... this has actually ruined a few people's lives.
What was the film?
What was the film? I'd have to find it. All I'd have to do is write in like Michael Payne spoiler on Big End. Show me every time I've spoiled
the
film.
What was the context of how you spoiled it?
I just spoiled the end. I just told everyone what happened. The end. And it was a press screening as well.
Oh, no.
It weren't even like they had a chance. No one stood a chance.
Do you know what? Sometimes they're embargoed screening. As well, aren't they?
Think shit. That. I was a plus one.
Oh, fine. Yes, fine.
I was a plus one.
In that case.
Blame the person whose name's on the guest list, boy.
No.
Yeah, those were during my like tear away days.
I see people on Twitter, they really get like agitated about that. They're like, yeah. Oh my God, the thing only came out yesterday and people are talking about it. Damn.
But you didn't delete the tweet though, which is brave.
So if anyone's scrolling through my tweets and they ain't seen that film yet, again, they only have themselves to blame for two reasons.
That's true.
Oh my God.
Was it a good film at least?
It was an amazing film. Okay, I only watch amazing films, to be fair. And I only talk about amazing films. I'm one of the people that believes that unless it's kind of like, unless you're calling someone out for something, you know, political or social, if you don't like something, just keep it moving. Don't bother talking about it. Do you know what I mean? Unless it affects you like deeply. I think you're just wasting your own time and people's time, or you're just promoting that thing if you deeply.
Well, you heard it here first. If you have any new films, do not invite Mikael because he's going to be on Twitter. He's literally going to be on Twitter.
At least if he spoils it, you know, we like the film.
Yeah,
that is the flip side to it. So it's in a way, it's an endorsement.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get into a song now. And when we come back, should we have our first
group
gonna
of guests? We're going
to bring
them in.
Yeah, honestly. Let's do it. It's FUBAR Radio, Beatbox Collective joining us next.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool. On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Hundred bands.
Contraband.
Ooh.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka.
Blah. Ooh. America. I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
just a black man in this world. You just a buck or eight. Just a black man in this world. Been expensive for a day. Just a big dog, yeah. My kingdom came in a backyard. My very life cooked, dog.
That's This Is America by Childish Gambino. I should have said that's This Is America by Shiesty, innit? every song today is by Shiesty. That's just how things are going nowadays, you know what I mean? No, we're very refreshed after that last tune. It's incredible. Have you seen the video?
The video's amazing.
It's
absolutely
brilliant. Really good concept. Like the little cameo from SZA at the end as well. Yeah, really cool video. If you haven't seen it, stick it up on YouTube when you finish listening to the show, obviously, or while you're listening to the show, but you put it on mute.
Just watch it.
Just watch it. Yeah, don't you heard the song? Yeah. So now just see the visuals on mute.
Watch. Right.
Yeah. Might as well.
His shirt is off for the whole video.
It is. Yeah.
Draw you towards it.
It's weird. Some people that you were saying, some people that have kind of missed the point of the whole thing been fat shaming him.
Well, it was guys actually who were saying, "Oh, man needs to go to the gym." And like, well, first of all, he doesn't, but second of all, it's not really the point of the video, is it, about his body.
Like, he might be missing a six pack, but that's about it. Do you know what I mean?
His five pack is good. He doesn't need a six pack.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's the point of like the video as well. Like, people are getting distracted with the wrong things.
Yes,
and, like,
exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, they
absolutely.
Talk about his body. There's so much stuff going on in the video.
It's
and
so
you're
true.
Worrying about his body.
This
his
is
mind.
Yeah. Those are the people that he was definitely holding a mirror up to. 100%. So as long as my very special guest co-host Shiesty that I have in the building, I now have the Beatbox Collective. So we've just got, we're missing Ballsy.
When are we not? Yeah, there's a trick for everyone.
Yeah. So introduce yourselves before we begin. I know two of you, but I have never met you, sir.
It's the Basics, aka Rupert.
Big.
MC Zany.
Come closer to the mic. Let's
talk into the mic.
Yeah, MC Zany.
And myself, Hobbit.
And we've had Hobbit on the show before.
Hobbit's been in a few times, haven't you? Yeah.
How about yourself, Zany? Have you been on the show before?
I haven't actually, no.
No? Okay. First time. About yourself, sir?
No, I've just booked a few people.
First time.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, right.
So what's going on? When did the Beatbox Collective form? Because you're all, including Ballsy, very accomplished solo beatboxers in your own rights.
So we have known each other, for over 10, well, probably 10, but it was about 15 years, actually.
Yeah.
And it was through battling, through jamming, through the music scene. So again, when we bumped into each other at festivals, and then obviously individually, these guys have won more battles around the world than anyone. I think Ballsy is one of the most crowned beatbox battlers in the world.
Yeah. Right.
And then after a few years, everyone slowly merged to London.
Yeah.
And then it was the bit where it's like, right, shall we spend a day in the studio? And Shambhala Festival was actually the first festival that suddenly commissioned us to do something on their main stage.
Okay.
And when you're given a time and a target, things happen.
Yeah.
When things are a bit of, you know, so like take time stuff. So that was an amazing thing. We did it. It went incredibly well. And since then, we have been non-stop, whether it's in a combination of 5, 6, 7 of us, or three of us or two of us times the number you first thought of.
Yeah. And who was the kind of mastermind behind the whole thing? Or was it like a... Was it like Transformers?
It's, yeah.
I only said that because I wanted you to do it. Go for it. Yes.
You say how high we jump, mate. Yeah, no, it's the idea. I mean, like, everyone's had this idea of like, what would you do with a million other beatboxers in the same room, and you know, all the ideas together and everything. I mean, Jack and I, we own and organise the UK Beatbox Championships, as well as Zany with the Fifth Element Agency.
Yeah.
And again, it is just one of those things where we all have the same mutual idea, and as a collective, it is everyone's ideas, but every now and again, it takes someone.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a natural progression, like as Ru said, like when we'd be at festivals together, you'd have a show and you'd be like, hey man, do you want to jump up with me?
Yeah.
And then someone else would be there and be like, cool, let's do something, and you'll jam and you'll make all these like really cool stuff, and you're like, maybe we should actually do something with this.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a natural progression into what it is now.
It started as so much more as like a passion, and it was so much fun to do, and we used to freestyle our whole shows. Like, we'll do major festivals and do an hour show completely freestyling.
Yeah.
But then we'd be like, actually, we should probably work out some proper material, and through those jamming and freestyles, we've got now like two or three different solid shows which we're touring now, and it's an amazing feeling that we've accomplished this ourselves and funded ourselves, and we're getting the people and the community behind us, and that's what I think is really important as
Brilliant. Yeah, you can't. I kind of defy anyone to hear a beatboxer and not be impressed. I think that's the beauty of it, of beatboxing.
Yeah,
you don't.
Sure.
You the kind of quality control is usually done a lot by the promoters, isn't it? I've never seen the shit beatbox that actually got on stage and got booked. You probably have.
Yeah, fair. That's true. I mean, like, again, there's like it's like anything, the dance world, nothing. More and more people are beatboxing left, right, center. And fun enough, we've been teaching for 15 years.
Yeah.
We do a lot of musical therapy, and we do a lot of teaching in schools. We do lots of team building sessions, all sorts. And to see the development of these people we taught 10, 15 years ago, and the standards, there are 14, 15-year-olds who will blow your mind.
I was going to say, as time goes on, I it's the same with footballers. I see these little footballers in their academies, and they're doing stuff that I would never... I can't even fathom. Like, they literally defy the laws of physics. So I can understand what you're saying when people are getting better, and it actually kind of leads perfectly onto my next point. I remember seeing... I'm not even going to mention his name because he's a legend and I feel bad, right? I saw a gig and I was just like, this is boring as fuck. Oh, like, yeah. He hasn't learned anything new in 20 years.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
I'm not going to mention the two similar initials for the first and last, but no, anyway.
And I just thought to myself,
It's true. And actually, do you know what? Actually, I'll be honest. Again, when you're saying it, that no one books a bad beatbox show because at the end of the day, people have seen that wow factor. They want to match the quality of their show. But again, that's the development for all of us. I call myself old school, and I'll be honest, my set I've been doing for years and years, but I add to it. And again, with the collective, that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, come on, man, you can't do that again. And everyone's like on each other's case. And these guys train hardcore.
Yeah.
So the development is really, you know, very inspirational, actually. And again, I think I'm at the back of the queue in the sense of like leveling up. But
yeah, no, I think it's definitely a thing of like performing with the group. Like when you perform solo, you kind of, I think you can become complacent and you know, you do the same stuff and you're like, I'm going to try something. No, I'm not going to try something new. I know this is going to work. I'm going to go do it.
But
like when we're doing shows, we'll have our little like solo bit and it's like, right, I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to do this. Because you want to impress. It's like a leveling up of each other and it's pushing each other. The same with what we do as a collective, both individually, we kind of help and push each other to improve as well.
And amazing. What I think's helped the new generation, or the next generation, is the accessibility. Like when we started, it was like a couple of audio clips of Razel and Kenny Muhammad.
Yeah.
And nowadays, if someone wants to learn beatboxing, type it on YouTube, you've got about 5 million videos.
This is true.
One of the most looked up things last year.
Yeah,
looked up on the internet, like as in... I mean, like, how-to is the most looked-up thing on YouTube. So you can fix a broken Xbox, you can fix a Xbox, whatever you want to do with your free time and stuff. Obviously, we chose beatboxing time. But again, like, you know, b-boying and dancing has been huge. But now there are so many amazing beatbox channels and incredible videos. It's now sort of up there in the multi-millions of things.
Yeah, amazing. Sure.
And it's great because it's allowed all these different communities from across the countries to connect and form. And we travel to these other countries with the communities and you meet up with these beatboxes that you'd never otherwise have known.
Yeah, this is true. I remember going to Rotterdam and seeing a guy who, like, Foot Locker had, they were opening a new store or something like that. It was some kind of event, but they had this they had a beatboxer on. I can't remember the guy's name, but when I put him on my story, it was actually Ballsy. That was like, that guy's like a fucking world champion.
Yeah, yeah.
Safe.
Yeah. It wasn't Rock Salutes, was it, by any chance?
No. Maybe. He was in, I think he was Dutch.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I can't remember. Maybe. I can't remember his name.
We can't remember his name.
He was sick and he was going on for hours and hours.
Yeah, this guy's got stamina, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to get onto. Firstly, in fact, the most important one is, when did you realise that you could beatbox or wanted to beatbox?
Yeah.
What, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was it a kind
what
of could or would?
To, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it starts as anything. It's like, oh, when people ask me, oh, could you just wake up and you could beatbox? It's like, no. Like, you practice and you learn. It's like, if you pick up a guitar, you can't play a guitar.
Yeah.
If you practice a little bit, you can play one or two notes.
Yeah.
Play for a year, you can play one or two tunes.
Mm.
Or it's like weight training. You, like, you build the muscles and you get it, and then it started off as a hobby, but then when it started to get serious, it's like people saying, oh, you're good at that. Like,
yeah.
I used to MC on pirate radio stations and do a little tiny bit and do a little few bits at gigs. And then when you incorporate that, and then you start to realize people are noticing you're leveling up and like, right, you're getting better at that. And then that gives you the confidence to try and venture out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what gave me the confidence and meeting up. And I thought, I didn't realize there were other beatboxers that used to do it. So internet helped.
Yeah.
And then meeting up with these nut jobs here. And then be like, oh, right, people make stupid noises like me. And then you meet up, you have a community. And I think that's an important thing, a community. Because Otherwise, you're just going to feel isolated.
This is true. This is true. Yeah.
And I think, like, nowadays, like we said before, like, when we, all for all of us, when we started beatboxing, there was one website, humanbeatbox.com, which had, like, an online forum where you could post stuff and you could see old school and, like, take you, like, 3 days to download an MP3, which was bad quality anyway. It was not worth it. But nowadays, because of things, like, because you've got Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, etc., it just means that you can reach people all over the world and instantly. And now there's a YouTube channel now which has nearly got 1 million subscribers, which is a solely beatbox channel. Mm. Only post beatbox videos. Brilliant. So, like, that rise and that growth of, like, people's interest in beatboxing, people starting to beatbox and people being involved in the scene is just incredible. But yeah, I think it's, like, from a discovery point of view, I think we all go on a similar path where we've all been, like, either musicians or studied music or be interested in music, and then somebody's, like, either shown us a clip. For me, it was Razel. Someone showed me a clip of Razel, and I used to play drums, and I was like, oh, actually, beatboxing's a lot easier to carry around in a drum kit, so I'm just going to stick to that.
That's true.
But yeah, like Zany said, and then it's like finding other people and realizing there's a scene, and that pushes you to do more. And it's also the uniqueness of beatboxing, and it still is, you know, it's still quite a young art form. And going, like, I used to go to open mics where it'd be, like, loads of singer-songwriters and like, folk musicians, and I get up and just rinse some beatboxing, and people are like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can imagine. It must be, and it must be such a big departure from listening to someone do acoustic music.
Yeah.
It would definitely make some ears prick up.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
But even lots of people who play the guitar just add a simple... And honestly, you see every head move. Mm. And suddenly, that's all it is, that small percussion. So whatever it was, even if it was someone on a cajon or something. But just even people playing the guitar, just add a... It's like, you know, Bobby McFerrin, I think. Uh-huh. It doesn't just have to be music. It could be entertainment. You know, look at Michael Winslow, the guy from Police Academy. Everyone goes, the guy from Police Academy first. By the way, his name is... And that's, you know, inspiration and stuff. And that was the only personal source I saw back in late 80s, early 90s and stuff, you know. And I was going... That's who I want to be.
I wanted to be him.
You still could.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
You got it, man.
So the Beatbox Collective present their What's Your Sound? This is your debut live show, is it? As a sort of debut headline show.
We actually took the show to Edinburgh for the first time, and we got 5-star reviews. We got sellout shows, and again, it's really, like, to get the collective together. Again, we've been talking about Where's Ballsy. Ballsy's just been on an American tour. Hobbit was touring the O2 and the Sheffield Arena and everywhere at the beginning of the year with Young Voices. Zany's just come back from Miami. I mean, trying to find at least 3 days in the entire year calendar to get us all together is the bane of my life. Okay, but the whole idea is that we have got 3 days this May next week, so it's the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Battersea Arts Centre, and we are bringing the What's Your Sound show. It's only a tenner. It's going to be an amazing show. We've done it before, and we can't wait to do it again because it basically means we get to be in the same room and do what we want to do and show our friends, family, the press, whoever. Yeah.
And only a tenner. So each of you are charging each person £2.50.
That's
sick.
It's a bargain.
That's a fucking bargain.
But it was one of these things where it's like we've done shows at festivals, in clubs, whatever, for years, and it's always been like a 20-minute set here or this and that, and doing like a little bit. And this was like a show which we wanted to make more than just a beatbox show. We didn't just want to go in and be like, do beatbox for inside, because we know we can do that and we know that we're comfortable doing that. So it's more, it's kind of theater-esque and has more to it than just
story.
It's got a narrative, and it's something we're like super proud of and putting a lot of work despite not always being together. But
our listeners, by the way, Zany, you must sound really important right now, because them lot are like, they're talking about that, and then you're just like, so anyway, sorry. I'm just doing it on the sofa in the back. It's brilliant. I think you should just keep doing it, mate.
Zany's actually whispering us all the answers.
Always sweet nothing.
I mean, it's going to be just to go on from that point. Is like, I think what one thing has been difficult for what we do is to get promoters and people to realise that beatboxing is not just a party trick.
Yeah,
it's like it's music, and you can create real music and real art with it.
Yeah,
it's not just like, oh, I'm going to jump at a party and go, hey, I can make all these noises, which is great if that's what you want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, no, like, take me serious as an artist.
Of course,
a lot of promoters and festivals still don't get that, and especially big corporate companies that book for their events, they don't understand what essentially a beatboxer is. They're like, I want a beatboxer for my party, and they don't know how to gauge a top level beatboxer from an upper class.
From Siri. Siri can beatbox now. Siri genuinely beatboxes.
It's true.
So.
If you like Siri, press 1. If you don't like Siri, press 2. If you don't understand, press 3. Or
that is so you see, you guys beatbox all the time. Your voice, you have to obviously look, what is your routine to like look after your voice? Mm. You're obviously doing it.
Yeah, Rupert,
what is it? A Samalina. No, I think notoriously beatboxers probably look after their voice the least. Yeah, like you go to beatbox events around the world, and some guys are beatboxing like 24 hours a day going in. But
and
the smoking area goes off. At
For sure. But I think it's like you've got to respect your voice. In a sense, for me personally, it's like treat it like a singer would treat their voice and try and do warm-ups when you can, because you know you're using what a singer does and more. Mm. So there's no kind of set regime for like warming up, but it's definitely
just don't abuse it. If you need to rest, if you feel it straining, don't strain.
Yeah, know your limits, because a lot of the sounds, you know, you're using so much of your mouth, your lips, your tongue, throat, vocals, cheeks. You know, it's a lot that your body's taking on. So it's knowing your limits of where, right, that's scratching my throat, I'm going to leave it for an hour.
But, but this is absolutely, like, no one knows the exact rules, and we are sort of writing the rule book in our own way. Yeah. But again, because it's a new language, it's new sounds, and everything, we are using the body in ways no one has ever used it in the, what, how many millions, thousands of years we've been on the planet. So again, it's hopefully something, you know, it's trying something completely new. And even we've gone under MRI scanners, and people have seen that, you know, the distinctive comparative of the whole cognitive behaviour between, again, when it's your language and your speech. And again, beatboxing, as we say, musical therapy is the most incredible key. It's the best vehicle to go, right, make any sound. Brilliant. Every sound is a good sound.
Yeah.
And it's all about confidence thing, to try different sounds. So again, it's a great thing for team building, and it's a great thing for communication.
Would we be able to get like a sneak peek of what people are should expect at the Battersea Arts Centre between the 15th and 17th?
Can we consult?
Can
with
we just ask Zany? We're just going to ask Zany. Really? Okay, Zany said
we could just leave right now. Not on that.
Yeah, two against one, Zany. We're going to do it.
So this is the Beatbox Collective minus Ballsy.
The Beatbox Collective, Full Bar Radio, yo. 1, 2, 3, 4, for hit it. Beatbox Collective.
Ceases to amaze me. honestly, thank you so much for that.
Big up, man.
And also, for coming in. One more time, let people know exactly where. Are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available for the Tuesday, 15th, and the 16th.
Cool.
17th has actually sold out, which is amazing. So that's a good start before next week. But please come down on the 15th and 16th of May at the Battersea Arts Centre. It's on at 7:30 in the evening. It's only £10 for a ticket.
Literally.
This is the only chance you're going to see the World Beatbox Champions in London.
Family
this
friendly.
Summer.
Bring your kids.
Absolutely.
Bring everyone. Get your tickets. TheBeatboxCollective.com/tickets. Go grab them before it's too late. Brilliant. You don't want to miss out.
And give us a follow on all the Facebook. Just type in the Beatbox Collective.
Yes. Please.
Thank you so much once again, guys. That was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Let's get into a song now. It's Foo Bar Radio. It's Michael Payne. I'm joined by my guest co-host, Shiesty. We're just about to say goodbye to the Beatbox Collective. We're going to get into a song. We'll be back on the other side.
So much food on the table, why you wanna act like Judas? Everybody putting in work, and you got bare excuses. But when they call your number, where you gonna run, I wonder? Tie your lace, fix your face, I'm your fitness instructor.
Run like a half flip, run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip, boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip, run like a half flip. Catch him, boom in the back tip, catch him, boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip.
Run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip. Boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Got them boom in the back tip. Got them boom in the back tip. Yo, I make man run like Tays on the last leg of the relay. Run a man way down the road and catch him. If I don't, you will learn about the action replay. MC murderer. Make a MC change his title to hurdle. A man said his beef on the menu, cool. It's just shells and corn I'm serving. You run up and get done up, I don't play. I turn up till I bun up, you don't say. Service, I'm in the back of the club with a big body thing just twerking. Man try jump on the wave, they hate so much till it's hurting. I make man run like an athlete, you better pray that your stamina's working.
BBK will live forever. Real friends don't die, they live together. Talking bars, we bring the pepper. Man wanna meet, better bring the cheddar. No long ting when I'm talking. Turn an MC to an orphan. Cause we come for the big boy paper and not for the little man portion. Boy, better know where the real inside. Can't see them man, they're eating at it. The roots of my deeply seeded at it. A lot of my niggas, they feeding at it. So man, I gotta shine right now. It's just money on the line right now. I keep telling them again, but they didn't wanna listen. Now it's all about grind right now.
Move humble, the road's where you catch me. I'm in an Uber, sat in the backseat. Pull up on the block in my right mind. 1-2 zoots got me stoned. High times. When it's my time, you best mine out. Touch a button, you're gonna find out. No security, no breading. The circle of bread your man can't get in. So take a look, but please don't touch. A little LOM vibe was enough. My crew are the waviest here. More wavy than the waviest here. And we bring the vibe you hate, to be fair. When you step onto the stage, on a man get air. Make the wrong move, that's long. Cause I roll out with the realest dons.
Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip. Boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Got them boom in the back tip. Got them boom in the back tip.
We've been out here for ages, finally hit that top spot. North London grew up on the hot block. Now they say my bars are top notch, man, I'm popular but not pop. I can tell you what's good, fam, what's not. Aimed at the game and we hit the soft spot. Far from a long shot, backstage looking all hot box. We got the ravers buzzing, been chasing, done a whole lot of running. Celebrate greatness, drinking and bunning. Not thinking about times when we didn't have nothing. We went from nothing to something. Can't be greedy, we can't be glutton. They didn't wanna let no one in, but we just running. Come through gunning, didn't see that one coming.
Once upon a time, yeah, you could call this a race. But I think nowadays, you have to call this a chase. And we came up with a plan all in a day. Yeah, we're too weird, we're too rare. All man need is one engineer. And they know that's MSM there. That's why we got the rest of them scared. These kind of riches, you can't rob it. Stand up on a high road, card in my pocket. You don't want it, over the bonnet. Trust me, I run down Sonic. It's not a mix CD if it ain't got them man there. Man don't care and shut down on it. You don't want to lose your girl, so please don't come around bosses.
Unlimited vibes, vibe can't done. Fresh, clean, bad man lungs. When man said run like an athlete, fam, you better run fast, cause man can run. Chase man around and hop over fences. Man's greyhound and run rings around a block of houses. Run a man down like T-1000.
Serious.
Finesse, won't break a sweat, but I'll kick man's back foot, make man trip up. Stress, talking high pitch like an air hostess. You don't want none, you're on your ones. Talking about gun, blood, hush a gun. Fam, man ain't dumb, argument done. Serious, make a man run, run.
Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip. Boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Got them boom in the back tip. Got them boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip. Boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Got them boom in the back tip. Got them boom in the back tip.
That was Athlete by BBK featuring Goldie. Not Goldie, the drum and bass legend. Goldie, future legend, to be fair. We just said goodbye to the Beatbox Collective. They just came in to talk to us about their stage show, What's Your Sound, which is kicking off on the 15th at the Battersea Arts Centre. It goes all the way up until the 17th, which is sold out, but you can still get tickets for the 15th and 16th.
Yeah, lovely boys.
They're really cool guys, man. Mm, they're really cool guys. Shiesty joins me as my special guest co-host, and Natalie is my every Wednesday guest co-host. Yeah. You know, I told you I'd explain to you why she's called Sarah Dibunda.
No, you didn't explain it. You just said, what is it? What's the meaning behind it?
So you'll be very familiar with, say, twerking, for instance, right? Okay. Have you ever heard of a dance which is popular in, you know, like Brazil and South America called Sierra Dibunda?
Mm-mm.
So basically, it's, I think it loosely translates to punishment by...
Body, according to Wikipedia.
Okay. Yeah.
And what happens is...
tell me more.
this is how it... This is how it. This is how it's done. A guy sits. So imagine this is a guy sitting there on the floor with his legs crossed in front of him, okay. maybe. Yep. And then imagine this is a woman. Mm-hmm. So she might start standing up in front of him. So mm-hmm. that's her rear and that's her front there.
Okay. And Miguel is doing some hand gestures to me right now. Yeah.
So she'll go into a sort of handstand position and then put her legs behind his head.
Oh, raw.
And then use her legs to pull his face into her. Batty. Us, yeah, wow. Repeatedly.
It's a punishment, but it's a punishment that you choose to have. It's not. Yeah. It's
like
consensual.
A 50 Shades of Grey type punishment.
Yeah, yeah. It's very. Okay. It's It's one of those pleasure mixed with pain kind of things.
I see.
Yeah.
And they why are you associated with this?
Because Natalie's actually really good at it.
That's why I've changed my name to Sarah De Bunda. Mm.
So hold on, where on earth did you learn this?
I learned it through Wikipedia in here on the show one day when I was giving.
You know, the Beatbox Collective was saying that how to videos are very popular on YouTube. Yeah.
I looked up and I found it about the dance and I was like, okay, this is going to be my dance now.
Who did you practice on?
Just anyone I could find. Oh, I have to abandon the Running Man. I've gone straight to now just to the Sierra De Bunda.
Yeah.
Sierra De Bunda.
So there you have it. And you know what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're actually the only person that's kind of questioned it.
I know.
Everyone else has been like, in the world. People are questioning enough stuff.
No one. Yeah, right.
We need to question a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Right. Look, you know what I'm saying?
Everyone else has just and also believed Michael as well and been like, yeah, cool. And I'm like, oh, you seriously think I'm going out doing that as well? Because I'm always doing it in the pub next door as well. It's like a regular. I have a class in there
now.
Wow,
great party tricks.
It was super, especially when you do it to Mumford and Sons.
Oh,
people never expect it.
Mumford's not so keen. Sons love it. I also don't know whether that's an insult or a compliment. That people are just like, yeah, cool. And
it seems legit.
What? I think it's 50-50.
You can't put it past her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it'd be unfair to put it past her.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, Shiesty, you are a very special guest co-host today. And I know from talking to you before, you're quite into your aliens.
I am, man. I am,
Shiesty's a big fan of aliens.
Okay.
So when thinking about a game today, I thought let's make it slightly extraterrestrial related. Mm-hmm. So let's play a game of
Alien or Alan with Michael Payne and Shiesty on Foo Bar Radio.
Alan!
So Alien or Alan?
I'm going to play some clips and you have to write down.
So Alan!
There's going to be six clips and what you have to do is write down if it's a clip of an alien or an Alan.
Oh my god, this is
That's
hilarious.
Brilliant.
And cool. Bonus points if you can tell me which Alan it is or which alien it is, okay?
Okay, alright.
Alright. So here is clip number one. Is it Alien or is it Alan? Write it down, Shiesty. Is that Alien or an Alan?
Do we get clues
afterwards? Clues afterwards.
Okay.
Clues afterwards. You've got to work out if it's human or an alien, yeah, but...
Actually, like, what are we comparing this to? Like, my alien mate. Like, what do you think? The last alien I had an encounter with.
Okay,
cool.
Clip number two.
That's definitely
beatboxers,
Yeah, exactly. It could be Alan the beatboxer.
Okay,
here we go with clip number three.
But it is interesting.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah,
yeah, that one is...
Ooh, they play like those ones alien. On like, the alien films and shit.
Okay. Remember, think about who the alien or Alan might be for bonus points.
Wait, what
okay?
are we talking about? Who's the alien or Alan?
So, initially go, is it Alien or is it an Alan? And I'll tell you a point for that. But if you can tell me which Alan, like which famous Alan it is, or which famous alien it is, you'll get another point.
Yeah. So it's 2 points.
So I can go back over everything again, don't worry.
Who made this game? You know what? Carry on.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I was the only one that got really high at this station. But clearly I'm not.
I
alone.
Have to do it's for research purposes. Show, that's what I'm sticking to. Okay, here's number four.
How'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Where'd
okay.
Is it an alien? Is it an alien? Is it a bus or not?
Right, okay, let's go on to number five on Alien or Alan.
Oh!
Okay.
Sounds like my neighbours.
Are they aliens or Alans though? And here is clip number six.
Yo, fuck nuts!
Okay, so cool. Do you need me to give clues, go over here anymore?
Love some clues.
Okay, so this was number one. Did you have an idea of this one, or do you need a clue?
I'd love a clue, but don't tell us whether it's an alien or Alan. Just describe
I can't believe alien or Alan.
Or Alan.
This this alien or Alan would be mainly found sort of around over the Norfolk area.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Yep.
What?
Yep.
What do you mean? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I got it straight away. I'm so dumb. I should have clocked it from that sound. Yeah. That's an.
Do you know what?
I've got it.
Okay, carry on.
I've got it.
Okay. So, put down Alien or Alan, and then we can have a guess on that. Okay, it's number two.
Gave me chills.
These clues are too easy. I can't go with the clues on the paper.
I can't believe
this one, there's at least three of them.
I know you're
three
talking
different
about.
Ones.
But, hold on a second.
There's at least three different versions of them.
Has he got the answers?
No, no. I haven't. I swear on my life, I haven't.
No,
I normally do sit here just flashing it. Today I'm being extra strict.
She's been, but you'll see. I haven't
looked
at the paper
four.
Once.
There may have been a resurrection of the. I don't know. There
may
be four,
I see. It's
one,
definitely. You got to think. You got to think about what she's saying.
Obviously, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And remember, if you know the name of said Alan or alien, you get another point. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell the name properly.
Don't worry, I'm not bothered about spelling here. If you're going to say it. Okay. So
I don't even know if I'm playing this game right.
You should be fine. Yeah. It's a weird game.
It's
so.
A weird
it's
game.
Weird.
Number three.
But it is interesting.
Now, come on. Do you need a clue for that?
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
Okay. This alien or Alan has got pretty distinctive ears. That's right, isn't it? I think I'm looking at that. Yep, yep, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty distinctive ears.
And I feel like probably likes the Nicki Minaj song Starships quite a lot. Would be a fan. Would almost be like, would probably find it quite enterprising. I don't know.
Okay, I got it. Don't give it too much.
Okay.
God
yeah,
damn
I've got it. I've got it. Okay. We're gonna have a little argument about this one, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll probably if it's yeah, I probably don't care, but yeah, it's fine. Because I don't know. I'll be like, yeah. I'll just accept your yeah, okay. Okay, here's number four.
Mikkel. That's Mikkel. I know that sound anywhere.
Yeah. That is Alan Payne. Do you need a clue for this?
Yes, please. I need one for everyone.
It's quite a sweet Alan or alien, I would say. Quite sweet tasting. If you were to be in their bad graces, you might go to the bridge.
Mm.
It's a cafe. I'm trying to think. Also, this particular alien Alan, you might well have used a computer with specific make Amstrad.
Could you? Oh wait, play it again. Play the.
Also, this particular alien Alan doesn't sound anything like that. Actually,
I was going to say, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay. Right. So this was number five. Any ideas for this one?
Well.
Okay. I think, do you need a clue? They are particular fans of vehicles with four wheels and two R's.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
I'm saying cryptic, actually.
Yeah, that is pretty cryptic.
If I'd read out anything on this bit of paper, I would have given it straight away. Yeah, I'm telling you, first of all. Okay, right. So this is number six.
Yo, fuck nuts.
Any?
Well, that's definitely an Alan.
Right.
Or is it?
It might not be.
I suck at this game.
It may not be.
And I don't like losing.
It may not
but
be.
But you might. I think I've definitely won, to be fair.
Yeah, of course. What was the first one? I can't even believe this.
But do you have one? Do you have one for six? I'm thinking of a clue. They only have one name. And it's a popular name. It's not an uncommon name.
These clues are really bad. I'm not getting anything from
them. And they've been in a film with said one name.
That's the one I probably won't get.
Okay, well, let's go over some answers. So who did we have for?
It's definitely Alan Partridge.
So you first of all, say alien or Alan.
Sorry, Alan.
Yeah.
And Alan Partridge.
Correct.
That is exactly who I had down as well.
No, you did not. Who did you? Did you have Alan or Alan?
I had
Alan.
Alan.
That's a point.
Okay. I had an Alan.
Did you have Alan Partridge? You did not, did you?
There are cameras all over the room.
I can see you did not.
No,
doesn't matter. You can still catch up. Okay. This. Okay, Shiesty, was this an Alan or an alien?
Alien.
Okay, good point. And which alien do you think it might be?
Is it from a film?
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver films, Aliens.
That's what I said.
Can give you... Okay, I'm giving you a point for that, and you obviously got Alien too, yeah. So that's the point for Shiesty.
I just got
another
Alien
point
from Alien.
For Michael, so you're on one, two, three, four. But I was like, if you could actually... It has got an actual name. I'll give
it?
You another point if you can guess the actual name of the alien.
It's not... It's not. What's it called? Is it? Oh no, that was the name of the ship. Maybe because there's another film in the sort of franchise, isn't there? That is named. It's Prometheus, but that's not the name of the alien, is it?
No, I don't think. I didn't know this. It's Xenomorph.
No.
That is the that's a proper 80s name.
Well, it was 80s, wasn't it? Original. Or maybe it was late 70s even, I don't know.
What, Alien?
The first one, maybe.
No, it must have been 80s, surely.
79, I'm being told.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Fair play Sigourney Weaver.
Right, so number three, which you're going to challenge me on.
But it is interesting.
I am going to challenge you.
Well, who do you have first?
Spock.
So you're saying Alien?
Yeah.
Points for Shiesty there.
I'm saying Alien Dr. Spock as well.
Well, you're right then, there's no challenge.
No, but the thing is, apparently he's only half alien.
For God's sake.
Michael.
What? Well, I don't want to deduct points there.
Right. I'm sorry.
Is mum or his dad's side?
He's, I don't know, that's a good question. He's Vulcan, isn't he?
His dad's an alien.
What's
his mum?
Mum's an Earthling.
Oh,
I think his mum's an Earthling.
Well, I think, you know what, let's embrace his full alien side. It was Dr. Spock.
Spock? Dr. Spock.
This was number four.
Well, how did you get that?
Right, Shiesty, Alien or Alan?
Alan.
Mm-hmm. Which Alan?
I don't know.
What did you have, Michael?
Alan.
Yeah?
Alan Sugar.
Correct, yes.
How?
It's when she said Amstrad. Sugar founded Amstrad.
Amstrad, yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah. And also he's very sweet, Sugar. Very sweet.
Of course.
Yeah.
You wanted something, girl.
Thank you. Here's number five. What? Who's that? Michael Payne, Alan or Alien?
Alan.
Okay, which Alan?
Alan Carr.
Shiesty?
Alan Carr.
No. Who did you have?
Do you want to know what I really wrote down?
Yeah.
What did you put?
Rolls Royce. Because you just said double R, so that's
Rolls Royce.
But that means you had... Alan, at least. Okay, that is a point for Alan.
Fair.
Okay. I can see him laughing all right. Look.
Rolls Royce.
That's close to car.
The famous Alan, Rolls Royce.
Yeah, Alan, a guy called Alan might have founded Rolls Royce.
Trust me.
Okay, this was the final one.
Yo, fuck nut.
Who's that?
I just couldn't figure it out.
So what do you think it is, though? An alien or an
I'm
Alan?
I'm going to guess Alien.
And what do you think, Shiesty? Okay, Michael Payne does get a point for
this. Yeah, Alien.
But which alien is it?
I'm trying to think. Who is it?
Is it someone from Men in Black?
No,
oh, that's a good question.
It's not. It is from a film, obviously. And if you can't tell, that is Seth Rogen's voice.
Oh,
it's that one when they're in the van,
yeah.
Right?
Paul.
Yeah. Paul, that's it.
I will give points there for both because you both said it. But
right, damn it.
Still is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Shiesty and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
For flip's sake, for Michael Payne.
And you knew about Alien, Shiesty. I thought you would have won that one.
But she doesn't know enough about Alan.
That's true. You need to research Alan's now and then you will win it. Cool.
I feel like I got bumped here, but you know what?
That's okay.
You did all right.
Let's have a little song to regroup and then we can come and have a chat about a story.
Yeah, man, definitely. It's FUBAR Radio. It's Michael Payne with my special guest co-host, Shiesty.
Give it.
That's Jungle's brand new one with the title Happy Man. I was going to say, it's got definite elements of Busy Earning, which is my favourite ever Jungle song, to be fair.
I love that song too. I love that they're back.
That's, Happy Man's a big song. Yeah, good return. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of them on social media recently. Have they been playing gigs?
They have been doing some gigs. Yeah. And they're kind of coming back now with some new tracks.
Amazing.
And it's all good. They don't really do interviews a lot, do they?
Well, at first they kind of had the whole mysterious vibe about them, but now everyone knows who they are.
Right. So it's out that I'm in Jungle. I didn't know that it was out.
Yeah, sorry, Nat.
Sorry. Okay.
Nat's in Jungle.
I am in Jungle. That's good. To doing some debuttering in Jungle.
So you come a long way. She's one that goes, she got writing just for that.
That's
she got 25% of that song.
That's when the full debunder happens with a brother.
Yeah, because the thing is, with a song, it's the bit that makes the song most popular.
Yeah,
and what part does everybody know from Busy Earning? It's that, so technically, you earn that 25%.
Well, they were one of the best live bands. I saw them at Latitude Festival. It was one year when it was, you know, it's crazy hot. And they were playing in a tent quite early in the day. And they'd been like, I don't know why, the time was like wrong on everyone. So they were on earlier than usual. Everyone ran to see it. It's one of the sweatiest things I've ever been to because it was so hot in this tent. But it was amazing watching them live. So good.
Jungle are brilliant, man. Well, should we get into a little story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like a news report. I feel so important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you are important.
Well, you know,
you are
very important to us today, especially today, you know.
Right, thank you.
So a man drives 40 miles with 3,000 bees loose in his truck cab, not just in the trailer of the truck, in the actual cab where he sits. 3,000 of them. Wallace Leatherwood from North Carolina. On Tuesday was taking about 18,000 bees from Wild Mountain Bees in Weaverville. During the drive, he stopped to have lunch and moved the three boxes of bees from the bed of the cab to the truck to keep them in the shade. When he came out, one of the boxes had broken and there were bees everywhere. He explained, "I didn't want to lose my bees. They were $165 per box." So rather than let them out, he drove the 40-mile journey to his destination Waynesville, from Weaverville to Waynesville.
Waynesville sounds great.
Yeah.
What happens in Waynesville?
Everyone's called Wayne.
Stays in Waynesville.
Everyone's called Wayne.
I love that.
Lil Wayne lives there.
You get there, it'd be something like League of Gentlemen. You get there and you're like, "Hi, I'm Wayne." I'm like, "No, I'm Natalie." "No, you're Wayne now." You're Wayne.
As soon as you cross this border, you're a Wayne now, boy. I can be your Wayne to you.
Wayne.
So he made his destination. He made his journey to the destination in Waynesville with the bees surrounding him, 3,000 of them. The bees were very relaxed and didn't sting him once. Wallace says he never uses a bee suit when dealing with his bees, so he wasn't scared.
Okay. Well, how far would you drive?
What does he mean by bee suit? Does he mean dressed as a bee?
Yeah, I think he does. That's why.
Because then they would just steal him for cultural appropriation.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean you're a bee? Wear bees.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be a bee.
You can't be a bee when I was that. No. Yeah.
Or unless they were like, that's a big bee, that's king bee. We respect the bee.
This is true.
Because it's a huge bee.
But then they'd be like, no, we only respect queens around here, mate. And then he'd be pissed.
Do you find it a unusual job, a beekeeper? Because I don't like to be stung or in pain. And it's almost like a definite guarantee at some point that you will be.
I don't find it unusual anymore, especially after I've realised how much the ecosystem needs bees.
It's true, actually.
So I think it's a very important job.
I hope they get paid well, because it's damage limitation. You'd want to.
Yeah.
Although the bee, is that actually true? The bee dies after it stings you.
Apparently.
Oh shit! Isn't that a wasp?
It's a wasp.
No, wasp doesn't die. Wasps are evil. They never die.
That's a good point. we discussed this, didn't we? And I still can't remember which one
it is.
The bee. It's the bee.
Because the sting comes out of the bee when it goes into you.
It comes out of
whereas
it pulls its heart out of its arse or something like that.
Wasps are assassins. They go around just taking people out.
They can keep doing it as well. Yeah.
Only honeybees die.
Only honeybees.
What are the other kind of bees then? I thought they were all honeybees.
Queen bee. Queen
the Marmite bees.
Yes.
And the germ bee.
I love Marmite.
I do too.
I love Marmite.
So I'd like to know how far you would drive. This guy went 40 miles when you had 3,000 bees. Not just in. First of all, I wouldn't have them in the back seat of my car.
Definitely not.
Ever. Even in a cage or whatever they're in. And then, second of all, if it came out, when would you be parking the car? After how many miles?
That's their car now.
Three and a mile.
That's their car now.
That is definitely their car now. I am not. driving nowhere with bees.
Seriously.
In it.
Not even one.
Nope.
No, no, not even one. Yeah, right. If there's one bee and I go home in my like my bedroom or something, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm
going
out. Yeah,
if there's a bee
enough.
On the train, I get off next yeah. stop.
Imagine going home though, going into your kitchen or whatever and seeing 3,000 bees.
Ain't that dangerous though?
Yeah.
Like, that you're driving and yeah. all these things, because even like, you know, like when things come in your car and you have to like
yeah exactly
pull over and
that's
stuff.
The thing.
Can you imagine
the
whole obviously truck?
Oh my god,
he's obviously not scared of them, so he's not in a state of panic, so
yeah, yeah.
it's
true.
Not like when you've got 3,000 of them, you're kind of expecting them to be flying across you anyway, and then after a while they're just going to relax and probably just be just everywhere, innit?
Yeah,
and
true.
As long as you're not troubling them, yeah, maybe they won't sting you. So
maybe he's a bee whisperer.
Yeah, maybe
tames
actually.
The bees.
Yeah. Maybe he's a champion
so
beatboxer.
How are you so quick with this shit?
I don't know.
Have
like,
you not practiced this? Because
I think, and also like, is he counted the bees? How does he know it's 3,000?
No, he'd know in it because
by the box size.
It, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because he had 18,000.
Right. Yeah,
and obviously every box holds. Well, no. Well, if he's only got three boxes of them,
$165 a box.
Oh, it's a box. It doesn't tell you how much you're in. Well,
so it doesn't say how many are in the box.
Because it says at one point he only had three boxes. I'm sure it does.
1,000 bees.
He says, yeah, he moved the three boxes.
There
not,
you go.
Not just he didn't move three boxes.
Boxes.
The three
yeah.
boxes.
So I'd imagine that the boxes all contain 6,000 bees.
That seems a bit cruelty to bees being cramped like that, isn't it?
Jeez, isn't
that
it?
Many in a box. No wonder they're kicking off.
You know what I'm
saying? But then they're not kicking off.
No, they're being
peaceful. They're sound as fuck. Like, they got
peaceful.
To ride in the cab with him.
So you know why? It's because they knew they were going to Waynesville and they're like, this is a good time.
My name's
yeah,
actually
Waynes.
Wayne. They were actually saying that. So,
we
oh, God, are we there yet? I can see Waynesville. This is the happy bees.
Waynesville. Party
Pixar.
Time.
Waynesville. Excellent.
So silly. Pixar are literally
time.
Reading this and just thinking we are going to do a new film on this.
What's
Pixar.
That?
On Pixar.
On the bee?
Yeah, why
on
not?
Yeah.
Why not?
What are you... Oh, yeah, of course. That is, an,
on,
that is ingenious.
That.
With Wallace... Who's going to play Wallace Leatherwood? Who's going to voice him?
He would have to be... So he's from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
It'd have to be like Jack Black. I reckon Wallace Leatherwood should be Jack Black.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant surname as well, Leatherwood.
Yeah.
Unusual.
You got to pay for names like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is so true.
Great surname. Like,
it should definitely be Jack Black.
Yeah. That whole name, Wallace Leatherwood, seems like someone who's gone into witness protection or trying to have
yeah.
a new identity
literally,
and has come up with. It's not a real name, is it, Wallace Leatherwood?
It's like a really shitty porn name as well. Like,
yeah. like Leatherwood.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
It's a really, really bad,
bad
porn
name.
Yeah,
well, actually, Shicey and I were talking before the show about how it's not technically illegal to fake. Your own death.
In what country?
America.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
So, as I was surprised, we were talking about that, about being kind of anonymous, and I was kind of interested how that would work. Would it mean that... How would that work? Would
Surely it's illegal to fake your own death in America.
We Googled it.
Yeah.
It's not a federal offence.
It's not technically
illegal,
it says.
Right.
So I guess it kind of is, but there's obviously maybe a loophole. I don't know how that would be. But what would that mean?
You'd have but I suppose going into WITPRO is faking your own death,
literally,
technically.
Literally, because it's like you're killing
that person.
Yeah.
That person's gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a witness protection thing, isn't it?
I just watched a documentary on Netflix about what's Rachel Dole. What's her name?
Dolezal,
right? Mm. And have you seen that one yet?
Dolezal. They gave her a Netflix.
The Rachel Divide.
So you got to do blackface to get a Netflix.
Wait, she's got a flipping Netflix show. Poor Monique.
Do you know how long I've been black?
Yeah, wow.
Monique. I've been black for enough long, authentically black, and I ain't got no Netflix.
But why Monique,
yes.
She's out here campaigning
this
against
is true.
Netflix.
This
right.
is true.
To get her own show.
To be like Rachel, you'd have to be black pretending to
be
white, wouldn't you? You'd have to do it the other way around
that's
to get
a good
a show.
Point.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you're not doing. Well, I watched it. It's a one-off documentary because I was interested to see like if she comes across as a bit more sympathetic or trying to understand what she's talking about.
Mm.
And I feel really bad because her two boys, her two kids are like, please don't go on TV. Every time you go on TV and talk about it, you make it worse. You make it worse than what you say.
Mm.
And right at the end of it, she's now changed her name. I don't even Google.
Okay,
she's not Rachel Dolezal now. She's completely changed her name to something else.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting. Does that mean that Rachel's now gone?
No, but if she's changed it completely, does that mean she's coming off like TV and she's not going to be doing this?
I don't think so.
Because what's the point?
This is true.
So like, she can go on TV and talk about why she's changed her name, probably.
And everyone's
going to
forget. Oh, no, it's not Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
So she must really be black.
Yeah. It's weird. Right, yeah. So, yeah, she's a bit... I felt like she didn't come across particularly well in it, in that I was like, no, I still don't buy what you're doing. So I don't see...
Nkechi Amare Diallo.
Right, that's her new name.
What's it?
Diallo. Nkechi. So she's got Nigerian first name.
She's literally gone to the roots.
Amare. It looks Italian or something.
Amare. That's Amare.
And then Diallo looks Italian as well. West African
Diallo,
name.
Is that? Mm.
Meaning
Jeez.
Of God.
Gift of Jesus.
Meaning gift of God. Wow.
That's...
A
come
lot of
wow.
research on Google. She really but, was serious about this.
Oh, wow.
She's really going for it.
She's
well, I'm still
going
to call
a
her
gift.
Rachel.
She's about to become a gif.
A gif of God. Yeah.
She's about to become a gif of God.
Literally.
She's going to get, the shit memed
still
out of her.
Still call her Rachel.
I feel let's call her Rachel still. She's still Rachel.
100%
Rachel.
100%.
Rachel, that's it. It's
100%
stuffy.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Never in your life will I ever call you Nkechi.
No,
I've got
no.
cousins called Nkechi, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I'd be disrespecting them.
Exactly. None of them are going to change their name to Rachel, are they?
Do you know what I mean?
So it's not going to happen.
Fuck Rachel or,
yeah.
or
so I'd say don't
Nkechi.
Watch it, because actually I thought if I'd watched it and would go like, oh okay, that's I can
you're supporting
see.
The cause.
But actually no. She had a terrible upbringing, as did a lot of people. So she said to kind of rebel against her parents, she decided that she was black.
Let me think of the worst
wow.
thing I can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
Be black.
Yeah.
Right.
The fuck her, man.
Well, no,
fuck
I'm
Rachel.
Gonna
fuck Rachel.
Against her parents. Her parents have
not even to smoke you,
that's
man.
That's really going
to
piss
just
off.
Go full on black.
Yeah.
What
now, well,
in the hell?
Wow. Her parents had to be... had adopted some black children.
Her parents.
So I think she said yeah. that she was around them, and so she felt like she identified more with them. But, you know, apparently the parents were quite abusive. Their brothers and sisters. And her brothers and sisters are supporting her and saying, you know what, she said this for years. And it's just like, I just wish it hadn't been so public.
Yeah.
But
so you wish she was closet blackface.
That's true, actually. Yeah, yeah, I wish she was
what in
the closet.
Like, I can't believe just to rebel against their parents, she decided to be black.
That's mad.
No. What is that bloody Twitter? I need to get
Nkechi, Nkechi,
I need to tell this woman when I go home. I'm going to be in the closet.
Honestly, troll the
well,
shit out of her.
You're going to have
hell?
To. She's going to change her Twitter name to Nkechi now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Amore, whatever it is. Yeah,
I'm finding her.
So we'll find her. Well, Jay Gray is next door.
Awesome.
Song.
Yeah,
actually, we're going to play Shiesty, your new one that dropped down 2 days ago.
Drop down. No, down. I like that. I like
wow,
that.
You're
down. The song never dropped. The song dropped down.
You down with the kids, baby.
From
heaven. With the kids.
You dropped down from heaven, Shiesty. But
thank
so
you,
it's
like
you on
a real
the song
gift of
with,
God.
With how many people are on this song?
Well, basically, it's Lioness's song,
right?
Yeah.
So Lioness.
DBT remix?
Yep.
Nah.
Yes. It's Lioness's song with Queenie, Lady Stush, myself, Lee Shaw, and Little Sims.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Amazing.
Get into that.
Red lipstick, man, I wrote what I want, don't business. Certain man wanna move district when a mom's darker than me, let me sip. Nah, I'm not gonna stand for the disrespect when I should be getting raised up, but yet you wanna diss me, cause I have my skin set, man. Miss me with all your anti-dark detail. Let's be honest, your comments, they can't mean well. Meanwhile, you can handle that, we go. Oh, look, there's an angry black female. Let me keep calming them, but I'm warning them. Every time you bring us down, I'ma raise up all of them. Man, I rock what I want, don't business. City brothers giving their opinions, but I still beat my face and rock waist length braids and a waist train up for the fitness, or waist train up for the fitness, or waist train up for the pictures, cause whatever I do when I waist train up, I bet a waist spread is still gonna get pissed off. So I rock what I want, crept up the shoes, skin tight jeans, my upset the youth. Hair just did her a headscarf, I give you the heads up, nobody got dressed up for you. Do you when you're leaving the house? Natural hair or weave on your scalp? Tell a man, listen, freak your opinion, it's not the money in your account. Say something and you don't like the tone in it. I'm grown in it, I talk and I'm owning it. Love my skin, feel at home in it. Love my hair, afro comb in it. Now it's the one with Edward Turn. Step out with natural hair, we start learning. Think we aggressive, you think we concerned. Black woman time to talk, it's our turn. It's a whole other story. White girl and Jeff look black up on more. Keep our things, they're wrong, I'll make jewelry. Try fill us up with drugs that can't cure me. Equal rights and justice ain't for me. Me no vote for UKIP and Tory. Black woman talk, them always ignore it. Put in the guts but never get glory. Wanna know why I'm angry? To come at them and hang me. Left black women abandoned with families. Now we run the kids on the blocks, though they're athletes. Yeah, but I guess a little deeper. They link black skin with crack guns and dealers. Violence, crimes while we buy the sneakers and stop and search a standard procedure. Mad, how we made the media deceive us. Not one of them could have met me and bleach off my cocoa butter skins off the meter. The self-hating thing's not for me, dog. Not ready to assassinate anyone that exacerbates these typecasts to wipe out our accolade. Light skin, dark skin, you'll never see me battle shade. Pretty for a black girl? Don't get close.
now. Today. I'm not in no industry mood. I lick down any industry dude. I don't care about an industry feud. I go in, I know that into me too. I eat cheeks like a bit of free food. Garbage, watch how they litter these shoes. Bossy, I don't know the sick of me too. Can't speak to them, I'm on number three too. No road, yell. You and a road, yell. Throwing shape, no, it no cute, yell. It no cute, yell. Don't just say no mental. Draw me out, but no stencil. Let them up the pack with no pencil. Hit the track, I'm not gentle. Whip it, baby, catch it, no rental.
You shouldn't be alarmed. Shake my hand if you can read my palm. Petty niggas go tweet for tweet. You don't wanna go bar for bar. You don't wanna go piece for piece. My G, if you ever knew how much I charge for these shows, I'm getting mine. Back when Simi used to wait in line. Getting bigger isn't always a win. Bigger problems is a different life. I start my day at some different times. To me, you're just some any guy. Best out, won't say it twice. Still offending when I'm being nice. My pen is moving to different heights. I take a chance and I roll the dice. Mommy told me I'm different you. Simi, they just ain't as real as you. I've taken all of the compliments, all of the love. Sit back and I build my zoo. Puff, puff, can't draw my ting. Nah, today ain't in the mood. You're lucky I didn't finish you. And you're lucky to get an interview. That's the L-I-T-T-L-E Sims.
What you know about power and numbers? Mental.
Very, 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 very hard. The DBT remix, Lioness featuring Queenie, Shiesty, Lil Sims, Leisha, and Stush. Yeah. Some, like, that's kind of, that's covered all bases, hasn't it?
Yeah,
do you know
man.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Legends, future legends.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Brilliant.
Lioness,
brilliant. Brilliant.
Lioness done good, man. She got us all together.
That's the thing. There's never any shortage of, like, boom female MCs. Boom MCs yeah. that are female. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
No matter, and you get once in a while you get these massive link ups mm-hmm. of well, not even all of them, but a lot of the best MCs in the game
yeah.
that happen to be female, and but I think still people attach this femc to it.
I know it's a bit,
even
it's
though
not even a bit, it's just so dead. It's just like,
yeah,
I don't want to just be labeled like, oh, she's a dope.
Good for a girl.
Yeah,
or
she's good for
do you know
girl
what I mean?
Type of thing. Do you
yeah,
know what I'm
absolutely.
Like, no, I'm just good.
Absolutely. I remember one of my favorite parts of I recently read Hold Tight by Jeffrey Boachi,
mm-hmm.
and there's this whole section devoted to you. I didn't know if you knew this.
Is that the book?
The book, Grime and Masculinity.
Oh no,
Black Masculinity. Yeah, there's a whole chapter.
It got sent to my house.
Was it a yellow cover?
Yeah.
Hold tight.
Yeah.
And I think that sets it straight. You know, the section on you and just how you're just a good MC,
thank
not
you.
Good
how
would for
that
a
feel?
Girl.
To read about yourself in a chapter of a book. I'm trying
yeah.
to wonder if that would be weird.
No, it was so mad because I was on like Twitter and then someone added me and they had like pictures of a book and it was like, oh, Shiesty in this book. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's
what?
A really good book.
I was like,
book.
What book is it? And then the author people just sent it to my house. And
it's a brilliant book. It's mad because I was reading it. It took me, you know, a couple of, no, not even that. It took me about a week, to be honest, to read. Mm. It was so interesting.
So.
And I felt like I was so connected to everything that was being written in it. Do you know what I mean? It was nostalgic.
What's
it's called Hold Tight.
Okay.
It's about grime. And black masculinity, and there was actually a section where I was reading it was, you know, the Gunfingers chapter, the P Money and JME song. I was reading that chapter as I went past Gunnersbury. Weird.
Whoa.
Just saying.
You can't
just saying.
Isn't
it?
You can't
right?
ride it, man. You can't ride it.
Call me a prophet. call me what you like. Call me what you like. I'm just saying. Right? We have got a very, very special guest in, as well as my special guest co-host, Shiesty, and Natalie, a.k.a. Sarah DeBunda. We now have Jay Gray.
Claps.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You
yeah,
have to
sure,
be.
I
think it's important to give people a spirited welcome, you know.
I like it.
You've nearly brought some spirits of your own.
You didn't have to say, but yeah, okay. No, but it's in the picture. Yeah. Like
Exactly.
There's no denying it happens, yeah.
First thing I want to know is, and you know, I've known you kind of personally for like a little while now,
yeah.
but I've never asked why two R's in Grey.
You know what? Okay, not on purpose, accidentally. So I had a different Instagram name
right.
and I wanted to change it up. So I was like, cool, favourite colour's grey.
Yeah.
Jay Grey sounds nice, so
does.
Make it that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Instagram only wanted to free up two R's. So
okay.
yeah, so I had to. And now it's just stuck. Now I'm double R. Now
absolutely.
Yeah, so
might as well.
It's cool, yeah. It's
yeah,
kind of run
definitely
quite well.
Definitely sticks out. And You've been revered as a talented singer songwriter for ages now, even before you decided that that's what you wanted to do with your time.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember it was Manga who first told me about you.
Shouts out to Manga every time.
Yeah, you've just been well respected as a creative. Why now? Why did you decide that now was the time to actually be a full time artist?
I feel like there was a real shift, like for me, like. People used to say to me, like, before I was like a singer, you know, quote unquote, like, what do you do? And I'd just be like, oh, you know, bits and blah, blah, blah. I'd never say a singer. But I feel like there was a real shift, like, maybe 2 years ago, and, you know, massively after Ready to Die, after I released Ready
of
to
course.
Die. And then obviously after Colours.
Yep.
Like, if I'm not saying I'm a singer, then that's weird. You know what I mean? Oh, not much. What about you? Like, yes. So there was just a real shift in people actually recognizing that it's what I do for me to then be like, accept it myself and be like, shit, yeah, this is what we can swear on here, right?
Because I heard you. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And for me to be like, yeah, actually, like, this is, I'm a singer, so that's, man.
And you've always shied away from the limelight and been very kind of private and a bit of a ghost. So how did you feel all of a sudden being thrust into? Because I've seen some of the reactions that you get from fans all over the world. You know what I mean? And how does that kind of feel? Is it a bit of a double edged sword for you?
No, because I like people are nice, innit? So I like it when people are being nice to me. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But kind of, it's funny when I keep like when people recognize me in real life.
Yeah,
I don't dislike it. But when people say like, oh, are you Jay Gray?
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know who Jay Gray is. Really, I know, you know, me. I know, and it's like I feel like people expect to see Instagram, so I'm like, but you know, like, I don't know, it's funny.
No, I get it. I do you know what a good treat? Do you know, sometimes lie.
You know,
sometimes lie
time?
Just to see the reaction.
Really?
Like, swear to God, I do. I get, are you Michael Payne? I'm like, no but do you know what? It's mad because I was going to ask you the same thing. Are you Michael Payne?
No, maybe I'll try.
Honestly,
next time.
It's fun. I like it. You must get it all the time, Shiesty.
You look like Shiesty. I'm like, people always say that. I'm like, they always say that. And they're like, you're not her. Like, one time, oh my God, one time I was at my friend's barbecue, right? And she had like her friends around. This guy come. He was like, are you Shiesty? So I was like, no. He was like, oh my God, because I heard she's like 6 foot and blah, blah, blah. She looks like a basketball player. All my friends were sitting here. We was like, this dickhead. He's talking all this shit and I'm really here. And I was like, is it? Is she really tall? He's like, yeah, I heard she's this and that. And I was like, wow. He's like, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
He wasn't like offensive, but it's just like, mate.
The way he's talking.
Yeah, the way he's talking. Right, like, I was like.
It's wrecked. Yeah,
yeah, it's and like madness.
You tense up a little bit. I dare you to say something wrecked.
One thing. Everyone was just cracking up. We're just like, oh, scene. Wow, mad. That's mad.
Did you break it to him at any point?
I don't think we've told him. I think everyone else was just laughing because my friends, we all knew.
Yeah,
like, we're just like, oh,
that's
my
so
days.
Funny. I love that. That's amazing. Like a skit from a TV program.
It was so mad. The guy was like, yeah, I heard she's 6 foot.
And who's like, I want to know who's going around saying you're 6 foot. He's like, I've heard you're 6 foot. From who?
Who's this person? I'm literally 5'5". Like 6 foot. Like, what?
Do you know what it is? Because you're slim.
Yeah, I look taller.
You look taller. That's what it is. Yeah. And now that you mention it, I've only just realised that you're not tall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
In my pictures, I look tall, but it's because I'm like
slim. Absolutely. So, Colours. Colours was the big big platform for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How did you get the call up for that? Was that a case of them kind of seeing? Because you'd been a ghost up to then
that's
anyway.
That's what I'm saying. You know what's so funny is, it's a funny question because do you remember my EP, I Can't Die, Liar in Time?
Yeah.
So one person who used to work, doesn't work there no more, but used to work for Colours, heard it and was like, yo, there's this thing called Colours Berlin, blah, blah, blah. And at this point, I had a different manager. And a week before this person had reached out to me from Colours, I'd screenshot a Colours and said, yo, this is a goal, by the way, for this year. Like, if I do this, right? And then they reached out to me. And I was like losing my mind, like no, like crazy. But then I didn't end up doing it until like 4 or 5 months later.
Okay.
And then it's good. I'm happy it happened because it's changed a lot of shit for me.
Absolutely, that was the main
springboard. I literally watched them like they're so
religiously.
Sick.
It's
right?
So crazy. Like they mix it down. It just sounds like you can listen to it. Don't sound like a live session. It sounds
what is the studio like?
It's a green screen. It's like a box. So it's like a room this side, but it's like a perfect square.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like a step down, and that's where they do the filming. And you're just in a box.
Do you get to pick your own color?
Nope.
Because I've seen people match their outfits to the colours.
So the people that film it do that. Like, yeah. Because that's what Koji did, right?
Yes.
See, I see that. And I was like,
yeah. Before that, I'm like, you smashed it.
What's funny is, though, when I did my colours, in the like, there's like an agreement or whatever. In my colours, I'm wearing a green tracksuit, right?
Yeah.
And it says specifically in the agreement, do not wear green. You're doing a green screen, right? But I forgot my other tracksuit because I had to leave for like 5 a.m. Yeah. I turned up and I was like, yo, this is all I have to wear. Yeah, like, is it okay? And they were like, yes. So I was like, oh, God. Fair play. Can you imagine if I couldn't have done it?
You would have just been a floating head.
And literally.
Then everyone would have been like, no wonder she doesn't come out of public.
That is mystique.
Yeah. She's actually got no body.
That is mystique.
She literally has this rare medical condition where she has no body.
Yeah, just a head.
How does she even sing? Where are her lungs?
She is a ghost. She's like a real ghost. Yeah, she's floating.
Yeah. This makes sense. This girl is real as fuck.
The colours are sick,
man. Absolutely, and they're shot in Berlin, aren't they?
Yeah,
Berlin's got it going on, man.
Yeah, man.
Can we get into some music, because it's, you are a singer after all.
Your tracks are growing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
I'd love to. Hi, I'm Jay Gray, and this is my latest track, Growing.
Got your claws in me and I'm just trying to leave home again. Plays on my mind, you know I lie. Made me wanna blaze and run and hide. Got me laying low again. Plays on my mind, but you know I lie. You know I won't leave when I say that I will. Wrapped up in green, got me.
Lovely. That's Growing by the very talented Jay Gray, who's joined us in the studio right now. Of course, my special guest co-host is Shiesty.
Hello.
And I have Natalie, a.k.a. Serdabunda, with me as always. Really, really good production on that.
Yes.
Especially the drum pattern reminds me of On and On by Erykah Badu.
Stop it. it's yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got that kind of yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's really, really cool. Very
even,
chill.
I think in On and On they sample like bird sounds. Oh. And I only realised this today as well. And yeah. It's sampled not the same ones, but there's bird sounds in Growing as well.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. Bird sounds like you,
in general, just good.
They make a song. Yeah. They make a song. Timbaland is my favourite when it comes to sampling weird things. Like he's got babies gurgling in some of his production and stuff like that. So you've got a very, very, very chilled vibe. Are you ever tempted to just like do some tear out like drum and bass vocals?
Yes. Yeah, always. It kind of annoys me because where my sound or like what comes like organic to me to make is like so chill. Mm. But then I listen to like, you know, you and like Azealia Banks and like crazy female like rappers who are just like barring. It's like, I wish that I was that guy. Do you know what I'm saying? I could just go so hard on a track. But I mean, I like making, I think my next one's quite upbeat. Well, it's not even really upbeat, but compared to my normal stuff, it's you can like two step to it.
Yeah,
so.
Fair play. Yeah. But the chilled vibe, it really suits you. Yeah, and it's refreshing. Exactly. Everybody's on a hype right now.
Yeah, it's good
in general.
Yeah.
Everybody is on a hype, so it's nice to kind of have some sort of relief from the fast pace of the world.
And, oh, cool. Yeah.
And especially with summer coming up, you want that type of music that's playing at 7 PM in the barbecue as the sun's going down. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But now, cheers. Thank you so much for coming in to join us.
It's cool.
Let people know where they can find you. As if you're not popular enough on social media. Let people know where they can find you and what's coming up in the near future musically.
Hopefully going to release a new single, but that's not for a while. So just keep on listening to what I've already got. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, I'm Jay Gray with two R's, JGRREY. Mm-hmm. Twitter's the same, really, except I've got an underscore after it.
Yeah.
Spotify, same. Everything else is the same.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. We very, very much look forward to new music and, of course, the show coming
headline
up.
Yeah.
We definitely want to. I was like, should I say this? Fuck it, I'm going to go for it. Show.
Yeah, good.
I just looked you dead in the eye and went, show.
There you go. Yeah.
It's fine. The theme of today's been spoilers. You've both been spoiling.
I'm just a bad man.
So why not spoil again?
Sun's out. Why not?
Put it on your Twitter in a second as well. Just so you know, Michael Payne has spoiled a film on Twitter a while ago and we got annoyed, but didn't delete it.
What film was it?
Oh, I can't remember now. I'm going to try. I'm going to figure it out.
What do you mean you can't remember?
I'm going to figure it out by the end of the show.
Shiesty spoiled something, a spoiler earlier, but another film where Gerard Butler died. I haven't seen it.
I can't remember what it's called.
That's great.
Law Abiding Citizen.
So thanks for that. He's dead. It just means there's less films for me to watch, isn't it?
But thank you once again so much for joining us, Jay Gray. We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we're only going to have about 15 minutes left. Callum McTwiggan is up next. Is he not? He is. Who's his guest, Nat?
Please.
I like to put Natalie on
the
spotlight.
I'm going to find that out. No, it's probably in the running order, to be fair. He's done her job well. There's so much paper. Shout it in my ear now, B, immediately. Because I can't see it.
B can't find it either.
Andrea G. Giovanni.
Okay, Andrea Giovanni is joining Callum McTwiggan at 6 o'clock. But for now, we're going to get into a song and say bye to the very talented Jay Gray.
SK level. Gently down the stream. Niggas sleeping on me must be sipping on the lean. Brush my teeth, choose an outfit. Big racks in my account, I get paid. Every day, smoke the loudest. I get packed in by the ounce, I just play. And I got things from back in the day still ringing me down. I'm on stage, but I want no stress. What they trying to control S coming around to get saved. I don't want a war, let's make peace. Good energies make the stacks increase. Girls in the north, west, south, and the east. Big batty make the man, them say cheese. I'm not a gentleman, I'm an African man, is what I said to the priest. So you know I stay smoking trees and the buds in a zip pack looking obese. I just came back from Mars in my new spaceship, it was a perfect landing. What you mean? I'm a king, she's a queen, man, you know what's happening. Nowadays they call me gingerbread man, cause they just can't catch him.
All the ladies love, man, I love them too, we got an understanding. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. City on lock for the left or the right, bear girls, how am I meant to decide? She weren't feeling the old me, I bet she's feeling my new shit. I told her we gotta keep it true, told her we gotta move as a unit. I had to chat to Cupid, said little man, you know I ain't stupid. Told you that it's more than music, Paps outside trying to get an exclusive. They said they're looking for the top boy, must have been looking for me, well who's asking? I clocked the game, I'm still barring, please don't speak to me when I'm dancing. Every day they pray that I fall off, I'm popping up like what's guanin'? They say a girl is a gun, see a man walking with his wife and I disarm him. The way I stepped in there with the SK Air, fam, serious techers, brand new vest, same old levers. She knows we are the real good fellas. We can be cool, yeah, we can ride out. Please just don't get jealous. Start texting me crazy, I gotta take desperate measures. I just came back from Mars in my new spaceship, it was a perfect landing. What you mean? I'm a king, she's a queen, man, you know what's happening. Nowadays they call me gingerbread man, cause they just can't catch him. All the ladies love, man, I love them too, we got an understanding. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I be the boss of life. City on lock for the left or the right, bear girls, how am I meant to decide?
That's the brand new one from Skepta, Pure Water. He's done a Davidoff, isn't he? Cool water. He's like, water. I'm using my own shit. Pure water.
What isn't pure? What is water that's not pure? Fizzy water's not pure. It's disgusting.
Of course.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And just any water that's not from a spring, maybe.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Tap
water wouldn't be pure water.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's got all sorts of shit in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes literally.
Do you know, I saw a video on Facebook of, like, you know when they put the pH thing inside it? And I saw all the fuckery that was in tap water. Oh. I said, that's it.
It's mad.
I just got to do bottled water. I drink so much water, I can taste the difference in, like, waters.
It's true.
Yeah. No, I can. Do you know what? I can taste... I don't like Volvic, and I can taste the Volvic water immediately. I know this sounds like, oh, well, middle class problem, but I'm so sorry. But like,
as long as you said it.
There's bottled water that doesn't taste as nice as other bottled water.
Yeah.
It tastes kind of bitter, I think, Volvic.
Yeah, Volvic's quite bitter.
It's come from a volcano.
It's the rocks in it, It's definitely
it's
something to do with the rocks. It's the crack that they put
really
in it.
Really heavy, the bottle as well, and you pick it up with all the rocks. You're like, oh, God.
Bloody Volvic again.
That's how they make money, isn't it? They sell it by weight. They sell it by weight. So they put rocks in it.
But also you should get yourself a Brita filter.
I need to, because I don't drink no tap water in my house. I've just got like so much big 5 litre bottles of water that I just get spring water. I don't drink.
I only do tap water if I'm like taking a pill real quick. Do you know what I mean? It's like a very, very small amount of water.
It's a headache pill, yeah? Like what?
What pill are you doing?
Just taking a pill. Swish it down with some water. Mineral water.
I'm like, this is tap water, right?
I think it is. I think it is.
Literally drunk this tiny bit.
It's from a Brita filter. It's not. But can we all agree that like fizzy water is awful?
Absolutely.
It's
fuck fizzy water.
It's disgusting. It's got that nasty taste.
My friend ordered
that.
I can't describe it.
My friend ordered that when we went out. I said, what the hell, man?
Go thirsty.
We've been challenged by out there. She's given us a little like, are you mad?
You like it? You like fizzy water?
No. What?
And we're the problem?
Yeah. There's something...
Nah.
Safety in numbers, girlfriend.
You say it's the best water ever.
The best water ever.
Damn.
Yeah, well, it's been nice working with you.
I was like, oh, she's a really nice lady.
She was.
That drinks fizzy water.
I can't trust anybody that drinks fizzy water.
On its own as well, not even the little mixer. No. It just
tastes like soda. You know, like soda without the flavour?
Yes. It's got a kind of salty edge to it. Sometimes I can't describe it, but I don't like the sensation either.
It's literally horrid.
It's disgusting. If you drink that,
you can't trust anybody that drinks
that. You're Illuminati. That's clear, isn't it? That's what it is. It's not right.
Oh my gosh.
Before we go, should we talk about this is nice. This is how I should have been when I was 12. A 12-year-old uses a family credit card to fly to Bali.
Oh, this story is so funny.
Yeah. A young Australian boy flew to Bali on his own after using his parents' credit card to book flights following a family row about whether or not they could go on holiday there. Well, he proved they could.
Yeah.
He responded to the row by finding an airline that would allow him to fly unaccompanied, stealing the card details and booking a round trip, including a hotel at the Four Seasons.
What airline is this? So you can book it and get there. Well, yeah, what is this airline?
Yeah, it's like the reverse of Home Alone. Yeah. He left them home alone.
Yeah.
Left the family home alone. He convinced his grandmother to give him his passport, skipped school, and took two plane rides. When he got
How
to the
did
hotel.
He get to the airport?
Yeah, true. He must probably, have got like a train or something.
He's probably driving a car at 12.
Yeah, 12.
He drove himself there. He's flying on a plane.
It's very cute.
When he got to the hotel, he told staff that he was waiting for his sister. So he's a smart little kid. Mm. He was only questioned once during his trip at Perth Airport, where staff just wanted him to prove that he was over 12. At immigration in Bali, he simply told officials that his parents were waiting outside.
He's watched Home Alone.
Honestly.
Yeah, literally watched it. He's sussed this out.
Drew partied, in inverted commas.
Yeah, wait, I believe he did.
For the 4 days he was in Bali.
What was he doing? Getting off his head at 12?
He hired a motorbike.
No, but you got... What,
and whoa. Even tried beer.
He can't look 12. He's got to be like Benjamin Button or something.
In Bali, literally. There's probably 12-year-olds rolling around on motorbikes anyway.
And popping up to
but
the bar and
where did he learn
a
to ride a moped at 12?
That's a good point.
This kid is clever, you know.
He's very smart. Mm. His school and parents had both reported him missing, and they realised where he was when he started posting photos and videos
he's on
of
Snapchat.
His trip
he's like, yeah.
on social media. Fuck you, Mum and Dad. Yeah.
With the little monkey on his shoulder just riding his moped.
This isn't a filter.
That is hilarious. Oh my god,
fuck
I'll beat
Mom,
his
Dad.
Ass when he gets home. Seriously.
It was at this point that his mother flew out to collect him. His mother explained that he doesn't like the word no.
You reckon? Oh. Do you reckon? Is that what you think? Yeah? That's what I got from it. He flew to flipping Bali.
Right.
Most kids, like, just run away. Yeah, like, just run away somewhere.
Yeah.
He's gone to a whole
he
different
did it
place,
style.
Country.
Do you
he
think before he
style.
Went, he popped into, like, Thomas Cook, flicked through all the brochures, see where he wanted to go? Yeah, Bali's the
one. Like,
just
why Bali?
He's like, he picked it.
Like, technically, he's fully gone. He's done his gap year already.
Yeah.
He did his gap year in
literally,
4 days.
I want to go to Bali to retreat. This little guy is out there with mopeds going on a 4-day bender. Yeah.
Honestly, do you know what? I think now that his parents have got less to worry about now than other parents.
Yeah, you can leave him home. You can do whatever with him. Just,
I think he's probably even more cultured than his parents. Yeah. He's travelled further, maybe.
He's an adult.
It's true. I mean, you can leave him home, but he won't be there when you get back. He'll be on a flight
Trust
somewhere.
Me. Just take your credit cards. Don't leave your cards around him.
Honestly,
hide his passport.
And now he's just got it out of the way now.
Yeah. Or no, maybe he's got a taste for it.
This is true.
Exactly. Maybe he's got a taste.
This is
for
true.
It.
Where's next?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a 12-year-old intern next week, aren't we?
No, but he'll be saying like he's I'm 25.
Yeah,
like,
got a motorbike. My R1's outside.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
How did he convince his nan to give him the passport? Why would he need a passport?
Nans are the ones though. Now, if anyone's gonna have a soft spot for a 12-year-old boy, he's gonna be his grandmother.
That's true.
What did he say to get that?
Probably just told her I want to go to Bali and my parents won't let me, and she's like, don't worry, they don't realise how much of a responsible young lad you are. And she probably gave him like 10 Australian dollars
Trust
as well.
That is
don't spend it all at once. She probably thought he was joking. You know what?
Oh,
she probably thought,
gosh.
Oh, you want to run away, do you? Okay.
Go on, take
that's
it.
Here, take your passport. And he's like, this motherfucker thinks I'm joking.
Now you've got to lock up the gran as well. Next time, don't leave them together.
Wait, it is smart because I'm saying not only did he steal the card, book the round trip, he also booked a room at the Four Seasons.
Four
that's
seasons.
An expensive
that
hotel.
Is
very expensive.
Season. The hell? This kid's done his research.
He's watched
them.
Home Alone. Seriously.
Yeah it's true.
Because
yeah.
Home Alone, he went to that really expensive, and remember the bill was like a grand or something.
He's totally independent in that film.
Well, it's Perth Airport, so that's quite a long trip. I think Australia's far from it. Well, certainly far from here. I don't know how far
it's not that far.
From
it wouldn't be that far from Bali,
right?
It wouldn't be that far. I think it might be quite far, but it wouldn't be. Obviously, it wouldn't be anywhere near as far as like here to Bali.
Clearly, if you are a 12-year-old child, definitely don't do this. But if you were going
to
do it, go to Perth Airport. They do not. They only
the
checked you once. There. Just go to Perth. Get yourself there. And immigration in Bali don't seem so hot either because you just got to tell the parents are waiting
outside.
It's perfectly normal when you land on a flight.
And obviously rent a motorbike when
Seriously,
you get there because they're not going to check your ID.
He's literally coming to the hotel with his suitcase just by himself and his passport, checked himself in.
Yeah.
How is he at? Like, has he got room service?
Probably got lobster. Lobster on room service.
He's gone out.
Oh my god,
that's crazy. Even when I go away, I'm like nervous and really like conscious of where I'm going and who I'm talking to and stuff. I guess when you're 12 and stuff, you're intrepid.
Like you're past the stage where you get scared when you lose your mum in the supermarket. Yeah. You actually want. You've got that independent streak, that rebellious streak as well. Yeah. So I think he was in his element, do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's one of those things where you're younger, you go, yeah, I can do this. And then you go take a little day trip to like Guildford or somewhere. And then you're like, oh, well, it's actually quite scary. Yeah. Well, I don't know how I'd feel if I got a flight.
Two flights. Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Got there all on my own, checking in a hotel.
People should take a leaf out of this kid's book, you know? Honestly.
Yeah, spontaneous, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I had to get to airports on time.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? The amount of flights I've missed because this 12-year-old's catching two flights. Smashed it.
I don't think he liked beer though, because it says even trying beer, but he didn't seem to have a taste for it.
Yeah, I think he preferred the motorbike. Or he just knew he could only have one. He's that responsible. They were like, Would you like more beer? And he was like, no, don't be silly. And they're like, oh, it's because you're 12. And he's like, no, you dickhead. I got a motorbike. Yeah. I'm driving.
Is he drinking and driving as well?
Yeah, it's true.
That's it. But he was responsible. He only tried the beer.
Yeah, that's true.
He knew he had his Suzuki parked outside.
Yeah, but he's, like, you know, that's on. There are a number, judging by a lot of films you see where this happens. Normally, a 12-year-old goes with a credit card, gets a stripper, does all this. This kid's not doing this.
But this is the thing. He went to Bali, right? And I reckon that's what they're telling us he did.
Right. He partied.
Yeah, he partied. Right. He got a beer, tried beer. They're not telling us about the cocaine, the hookers.
Right. Yeah, and everything.
Maybe
the
beer
sex shows.
Was the name of the stripper.
Doing cocaine off the stripper's ass.
Exactly. That's why he only tried beer. Cocaine and the strippers arrived halfway through his first glass.
Like, forget the beer. Get the cocaine and the strippers. Keep them coming in. Just keep them coming in.
Do you know what I think he might have seen? I reckon he saw Home Alone, and then very quickly he saw the Hangover trilogy.
Oh, okay.
He saw the Hangover trilogy, and it all blended into one. Yeah. And a bit of Pornhub.
Yeah, Pornhub.
For good measure. Yeah.
Oh, he got porn in that hotel room. That Four Seasons porn, you know he got some of that.
He was obviously like, well, obviously Zach Galifianakis is Macaulay Culkin when he grows up.
Yeah.
This is just a biography.
Let's do it. Live life, man.
Absolutely.
Well done to the kid.
So fair play to him. Yeah. Fair play to him.
So good, we never know his name. So it could be anyone. Could be some. We could meet this person. We don't know.
One day. Maybe they had to keep his name out of the press.
They probably did because he's 12, yeah.
But
and he's been trying beer, riding around, getting on flights. So
he's literally
doing
everything illegal that you could possibly think out there.
Yeah.
He's allowed to commit fraud, but yet we're not. We can't put his name in the paper.
Yeah, no, do you know what I'm saying? That's the last thing.
Bad man. Shout out to that 12-year-old, man. Yeah. It's been a brilliant show. Thank you so much for joining me, Shy Steve.
I had so much fun, as always. I always love coming here. It's always fun, man.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you for having me.
What's up for you in the near future?
So I have just finished shooting a new movie.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, basically.
Can you spoil it for us? What's the ending? Gerard Butler die?
Well, basically, my contract says I got... Nah.
Who is in it, can you say?
Who's in it?
It's this 12-year-old kid, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know who's in it as well? Bluey.
Bluey Robinson.
Yeah, Bluey Robinson. Uh-huh. He's in it. There's so much great people that I met on set, and I'm just on the spot.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But it's basically about a young girl that is going through an acid attack. So she's she's trying to come. We're trying to get her out of the house and trying to get her involved in society again, but like, she's scarred.
Very painfully relevant.
Yeah.
Because
it's really good.
That's the space. There was an acid attack apparently in Brixton as recently as yesterday.
So
it is very painfully relevant.
So I just shot that. So that will be coming out like next year.
Okay.
And then I shot a film last year called 90 Minutes, which should be coming out this year.
Yeah. Is that a football related film?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's like football, and it's kind of like Crash. You know how everybody's lives intertwined.
Yes.
But this one's like about the footballers' lives. So you see like what the footballers are doing. It's quite funny as well, this one. So like it's really, really good. So that's the movie stuff, and then I'm just in studio working on my EP at the minute now, just waiting for the features to come back, and then we're ready to go again,
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, once again, absolutely incredible to have you.
Thank you for having me.
With such a clearly busy schedule as well. We appreciate it.
But come in again, do it again.
I loved it, man. I saw FUBAR and I said, I'm coming.
I'm coming. We sent the Shiesty signal.
Sorry, spoiler. Shiesty spoiler.
We will be back next week. My guest co-host
Roxanne
will be Roxanne. Mm-hmm. Sick. And we'll have all the usual sort of special guests and stupid games.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
I do not know where I belong. Carry me home, back on my throne. I will not do what you want me to. I say fuck you, no it won't do. Battling the difference, parking on the pavement, struggling in everything you do. Such an understatement. I say your hand, trying to cut down what you said. I say my hand, struggling in moments.
There's the trophy in this catastrophe. In this catastrophe, you think everything's sweet. I'm like, we are head bleak.
I'm down to ride, set up my prize, made up my mind, took 17 times. Reflect everything.